Exposing free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
It's Friday, January the 17th, 2020. You know, it is the 59th anniversary of the military-industrial complex speech by Eisenhower just 3 days before he left office. He warned us about what America would become. So we're going to take a look at that. It is also the 100th anniversary of alcohol prohibition. And as I just tweeted out at Libertarian, what we're going to be talking about as well is the, because we've had so much success with with alcohol prohibition, I think it's time that we try, and drug prohibition over the last 100 years, I think it's time we try gun prohibition, right? That's what the progressives today want to do. And make no mistake about it. Prohibition, yes, they had some conservative Christians who signed in to that, but it was largely a progressive initiative. And we're going to take a look at some of the troubling aspects of that, as well as the fact that we now have no respect at all for the Constitution. And when we look at prohibition, the UN's prohibition that came after that, and again, our war on drugs, which has been going on for 49 years, was enacted 10 years after a UN agenda was created that was exactly verbatim what Richard Nixon used for his war on drugs, the four schedules and all the different drugs in the four schedules, claiming falsely that marijuana had no medical use, so they put it in as a Schedule One. Even here in Texas, they recognize where they don't have any medical marijuana exemptions or where they don't recognize the legality of marijuana for medical use, except for one. And they carved out an exception for the treatment of uncontrolled seizures, which, by the way, are frequently the product of a vaccine reaction. So we're going to take a look at all of that today, as well as what's going on in Virginia, because as I talked about yesterday, we had the executive order from Governor Kuhnman in Virginia. And now the organization that he and the media were accusing of trying to be violent, domestic terrorists, like they accused Matt Shea, talked about that a couple of days ago, implying that they're domestic terrorists and they have to shut that down. They realize that this is about shutting down their free exercise of the First Amendment so they can then prohibit the Second Amendment because none of the Constitution applies anymore, right? I mean, 100 years ago, we had enough respect for the Constitution that even though it was a stupid idea in retrospect, and we haven't learned anything about that, even though it was a stupid idea, they had enough respect for the Constitution. They knew that the Ninth and Tenth Amendment didn't let them prohibit it, so they created a constitutional amendment. Today, I'm going to talk about, also, when I get to the prohibition stuff, I'll talk about the undoing of alcohol prohibition with the 21st Amendment and how that should be very troubling for anybody who cares about the Second Amendment. How did they pass that amendment? How did they get rid of the 18th Amendment? And could they use that same tactic to get rid of the Second Amendment? So we'll talk about that today. We'll also have a follow-up on what is going on with children at the border. We had Maria Bartiromo at Fox News after this program ended. She tweeted out, those pins that Nancy Pelosi was doing? They look like bullets. I talked about that during the program just before it ended yesterday. And, a lot of people are talking about the fact that it was a celebratory occasion. But she tweeted it out and then was criticized for that, so she deleted it. I don't delete my tweets. Twitter can delete me if they wish, but they're not going to control my speech. They can try to hide what I have to say, but they're not going to control my speech. I don't bow to that kind of corporate censorship like they do at Fox. But nevertheless, yes, it does look like bullets. And as I pointed out yesterday, Nancy Pelosi said, we will do whatever it takes. And, of course, we've talked in the past about how she's got her little bullet bracelet and so forth. So will Vice, as well as the Daily Beast. Look at this. Conservatives are flipping out over Nancy Pelosi's pins. She's celebrating, and she's got bullet tips on her pins. We'll be right back.
The globalists know that I will never willingly give up. I've said it many times. I will never give in. I will never give up, but I could give out. And it's very, very frustrating to see them committing all their crimes against humanity, to see evil running rampant like this, and to know that most Americans have already been silenced in cyberspace, that most Americans have already been shadow banned by big tech, and to know that most Americans feel powerless and don't realize how much power they have by spreading the word about NewsWars.com, InfoWars.com, and Band.video, and that people are hungry for the truth now more than ever, and that if you tell people, hey, the banned truth they don't want you to have is at InfoWars.com/show and Band.video. So take heart, folks. They've had to censor everybody and shut everybody down because the truth is powerful and they can't beat us fair and square.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
It's Friday, January the 17th, year of our Lord 2020. I'm David Knight, your host, and today is the 100th anniversary of the failed experiment, alcohol prohibition. That's when they passed the 18th Amendment, and then was taken out 13 years later with the 21st Amendment. It's easy to remember those two. You know, drinking ages, 18 and 21. we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about how dangerous it was, how they removed it, quite frankly. I mean, it was a bad idea. It should have gone. But the way that it was removed was the way they canceled the 18th Amendment was different than the way any of our constitutional amendments have been passed. And it is a warning to us about the way the Second Amendment could be destroyed. We're going to be talking to Richard Proctor, by the way, later in the program about the Constitution. But we'll be talking about that and, the continuation of it with the UN's war on drugs that Richard Nixon called his war on drugs. No, actually, it's a UN war on drugs. It's a warning to us all about how the UN is controlling our legislative agenda. And it's also a warning to all of us about the abuse of power, the corruption and of law enforcement and the destruction of our judiciary that we have now seen with this 49-year-old war on drugs that Richard Nixon put in. Before we do, real quickly, I just want to do a quick follow-up on some of the key news items of the day. Of course, impeachment and some of the other things I talked about yesterday, as I pointed out at the top of the hour. Fox's Maria Bartiromo, shortly after this program ended, I talked about this at the end of the program, about how these, Nancy Pelosi celebrating the signing, trying to pretend at times that it's a solemn occasion. I am so sorry that I have to do this. I really am. And yet could not hide her glee, has these celebratory pens, which, by the way, I pointed out, looked like bullets. And Maria tweeted that out a few minutes after the program ended, and then was criticized by the left for saying they look like bullets, and she pulled her tweet down. I don't back down from that assessment. I still think they look like bullets. I think her bracelet and so forth have been sending some very not so subtle symbols to people, and yet we've got the Daily Beast. We've got Vice and all these different ones out there, you know, just throwing their hands up in alarm. Look at this. The left thinks these look like bullets. I know she said she's going to take Trump out one way or the other this year, and then signs the statements with a bullet-shaped tip. Well, nothing to see there. Just move along, right? It would have to be a conspiracy theorist to think anything about that. She was so somber, she gave them away to people like prizes, said the White House press secretary, Stephanie Grisham. She tweeted that out. Just another example of how disgusting and partisan this impeachment charade has been. And then Mitch McConnell slammed her for partaking in the, Vice calls it, the very normal post-signing pen giveaway tradition. Here's Mitch McConnell.
Seriousness and sobriety, like handing out souvenirs. As though this were a happy bill signing, instead of the gravest process in our Constitution. This final display neatly distill the House's entire partisan process into one perfect visual. It was transparently partisan performance from beginning to end. That's why they sped through a slapdash inquiry in 12 weeks when previous presidential impeachments came after months, if not years, of investigations and hearings.
Again, as Vice is saying, well, this is perfectly normal. Mitch McConnell pointed out, we do this typically after we sign a major piece of legislation, a bill that is presumably supposed to help people. This, as Nancy Pelosi chided her squad and others for cheering after they had their vote. She said, this is serious. This is somber. We're not happy about this. And yet now she seems to be very happy. As a matter of fact, Babylon Bee, a satire headline, somber impeachment ceremony concludes with the impeachment dancers. Talking about how they have fireworks and marking the day with a well-choreographed dance number. I'm assuming that they were twerking in the background along with the squad. Gravely serious to accuse the president of high crimes and misdemeanors, said Pelosi, as the dancers gyrated behind her. We do this reluctantly and with a heavy heart. After the ceremony and the dance number concluded, Democrat leaders all had a moment of silence to reflect on the gravity of their undertaking, the only sound now being the making of impeachment balloons by the impeachment clowns there to entertain the children. That's exactly what this is about. And talking about impeachment clowns, we have four of them in the GOP. We have Senators Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski, Mitt Romney, and Lamar Alexander. I imagine Mitt Romney is twerking right now in his office. He's so happy about all this. And, of course, Susan Collins has become the target of the newly coined Lincoln Project that I talked about last week, a political action committee that is headed by the most radical people as part of Republicans that are part of the LGBT movement. These are people who, the lady who is the co-founder of this, along with Kellyanne Conway's husband, was so outraged in New Hampshire that they would not censor and criminalize any speech about Christian conversion having an effect on somebody's sexual activity. She wanted that prohibited. And she wanted that criminalized. And when they failed to do it, she resigned. Resigned from the log cabin Republicans, got out of the Republican Party there in New Hampshire, and now she is coming after President Trump. These are the kinds of people who are behind this, the people who have absolutely no respect for free speech or the free exercise of religion. In another follow-up to what we talked about yesterday, I spent a lot of time talking to Dwight Mitchell, Stop CPS Legally Kidnapping Children, and, of course, his new foundation, where he has a series of 10 videos explaining to you what your legal rights are, because people are having their children stolen from them left and right by this vast bureaucracy of CPS and foster care. As a matter of fact, when he talked about the foster care business and bureaucracy having a budget of $29 billion. I looked up the budget of ICE because we have the Democrats who are constantly crying crocodile tears about children being separated from their families at the border. The entire budget of ICE is $6 billion. The budget of CPS and the foster care system is five times that, nearly $30 billion, and yet nobody ever talks about that. And now we see that the ICE director has pointed out that we have a new phenomenon because of the Democrats' policies, because they've been talking about this and turning this into not only whining about child separation, which is being done so that you can determine whether or not these adults who are with the kids are actually their real family. Are they related? It's done for the protection of the kids. He's saying now this is different. He said, we're seeing these kids being recycled. See, they're being trafficked in a different way. You know, there's a lot of concern that these kids had been taken by the drug cartels and are going to be brought in for prostitution or other things. Now what they're saying is it's a new area of trafficking that we didn't see before. It's the recycling of children that are being utilized and sold and rented in Central America and Mexico. They're being given to unrelated adults for the sole purpose of them coming into the country illegally and posing as a family so they can try to be released because of the new Democrat policies, right? You have DACA, you have these don't separate families. If they're families, you let them in because, you know, we got DACA. So what the Democrats have done is they've created a new form of child trafficking. While they completely ignore what's being done to Americans at a, more than five times the size. I think we ought to, you know, have a new Democrat game show, Family Fraud, right? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Since the beginning, Secret 12 has been one of our most popular formulas. Now we're bringing you an all-new version of your favorite formula to help you reach your energy peak. Ultra 12 from InfoWars Life takes advantage of the most effective and expensive form of B12 available, methylcobalamin, to provide you with twice the B12. Ultra 12 can help make DNA, support the body's energy production, and help produce healthy blood cells while assisting proper nervous system function. Help support your energy levels and take advantage of the superior form of B12 today with Ultra 12.
It's no secret that our daily lives are becoming more stressful. No matter what side of the political spectrum you're on, we're all feeling the strain from rising pressure. That's why we worked hard to create a new formula to support your fight against stress in your hectic day. Chill Force is our solution for a true, healthy, relaxation support formula. As the long-awaited sister formula to Brain Force Plus, this formula includes powerful ingredients and time-tested practices to help fight your stress levels. It's time to take a breather. Get Chill Force today at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com. We have a new product, and we got several thousand of these in, and they're going to sell out in a few days at the rate we're selling them. I want to thank the listeners for getting it, but this really is a game-changing toothpaste. And it doesn't compete with Super Blue that's 4 to 5 colloidal silver and iodine and fluoride free, the adult or the children's. These are both excellent toothpaste concentrates that don't have fillers. People love it. This is a whitening toothpaste that also has the above sea coral calcium that also cleans but also remineralizes the teeth. Then it has the patented silver sol, silver in it to knock out the bacteria that cause gingivitis. This is all proven. You can make claims with this. But I have to tell you, no one has a toothpaste this good for knocking out the bacteria, the viruses, and cleaning the teeth in a healthy way that doesn't strip away the enamel. So we're really proud of it. It funds the operation. InfoWarsStore.com. That's why we're still on air, thanks to you. InfoWarsLife.com. 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 You go to that URL, it takes you to the subsection of InfoWarsStore.com where you find the 60-plus products where we've gone out and researched what is the best, what gives people the best results. We either private label it or we develop our own with top developers. And folks, I'm telling you, you can see the difference in me, my energy, my focus. I've lost almost 40 pounds in less than 4 months. It's incredible. So do yourself a favor. Try out the products if you've been on the fence. You can't lose except if you don't take action. Because when you buy the products, you're funding the operation that is always delivering thanks to your support and God's grace and our action. But you need these products. That's the real reason you want to get them, is because they're amazing. And then when you get great results, please tell others about it word of mouth. That's how we expand in the face of the NWO instead of imploding. We're fighting to win, and we are winning thanks to you.
It's either happened to every person listening or it's happened to someone you know. Everybody is well aware of the fact that most people that end up getting the flu have taken the flu vaccine right before they get it, and that they get the worst case of the flu of their life. But still, like concentration camp victims, they line up at the different pharmacies and clinics to get the injections. It doesn't matter that studies, mainline government studies in Canada and Europe, show that when you take the flu vaccine, it doubles your chances of getting the flu the next season by lowering your immunity. It goes on and on. Or the fact that the governments have never guessed the next year's mutation, that the flu vaccine has never, ever even worked. But how do you prop up a hoax? You keep the giant hoax going. No wonder we've got one of the worst flu seasons on record happening right now.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Yeah, we look at the fact that we're now, we've got a new form of child trafficking thanks to the Democrats. We have the cartels are gaming the Democrat policy, whining about the separation of children. You know, don't look to see if they're related to these adults. Stop it. Don't you know we've got DACA? And so we have seen trafficking of families go up by 342%. 342%. That's 3.5 times. That is a reaction to gaming the Democrat policies, the Democrat propaganda. And the reality is these kids are being sold and rented so they can come in as beards. This is a favorite tactic of the Democrat Party and other tyrants. You know, we've seen this happen with Greta. We've seen it happen with David Hogg. Just like Saddam Hussein, they put these children on their lap and use them as human shields against any criticism of their policy. Saw the same thing happen with Sandy Hook, quite frankly. And, you know, these people are now doing this with DACA, with child separations and so forth. As they said in testimony, that we know that children are being sent back 3, 4, 5 times to Central America only to be re-victimized and brought back in. And God knows what they're suffering as they're going through that process of being human shields, of being beards. And that is all because of what the Democrats are doing. And at the same time, he is talking about the recycled children. We have the Democrats, who now control the House Homeland Security Subcommittee, are holding hearings about the way ICE is treating these kids. They're not concerned about the way the cartels are treating them. And again, I will repeat, there is no discussion whatsoever. And not the Republicans either. Republicans are not bringing up the mistreatment of American children being separated from American families being broken up with unsubstantiated allegations from CPS so they can put them into foster care. How are they being treated in foster care? Well, there's a long record of what happens to these kids in foster care. They're abused. I don't remember the exact statistics, but it's several times the likelihood that they're going to be involved in drug addiction and in crime. As we went on talking about this, most of these families and children arrived from Central America fleeing vicious drug cartels, gang violence, and extreme poverty. And after surviving a long and dangerous journey, these families should have been met with safe refuge, said the Democrats. Well, I would ask the Democrats, are you concerned that you would have, if they really are their family, and if they're not being recycled to protect illegal immigration for the cartels, 3, 4, 5 times or more trafficked, if you think that they really are real families, then why wouldn't you apply the same standard to these families that recklessly endanger these children's lives, taking them through cartel-controlled areas on long trips? Why wouldn't you apply those same standards that you apply to Americans? I mean, if they truly are families, these parents and their endangerment of their kids would justify, in my opinion, taking these kids from a parent like that. As a matter of fact, I remember the little girl who was the poster child to attack President Trump. They photoshopped the fact she was sitting there crying, and of course, she was never separated from her mother. Her mother, on the other hand, separated her daughter from the father, took $6,000, paid the cartels, had them traffic them across. And of course, nothing was done to remove that child from the custody of a reckless parent who endangered her. That's what the husband who was left behind said. He said, I would never do that. But she did it. She did it for money. So, you know, when we look at this again, 84% of the American families that are broken up, there is no crime. Nothing happens. And the Democrats and the Republicans don't care about that. As a matter of fact, if you want to help on that, take a look at the series of free videos by Dwight Mitchell. Stop CPS Legally Kidnapping Children. And you can find it by the initials, SCPSLKC. When we look at the environment, We have a lot. Do you remember all the hand-wringing about Venice and all the pictures about how Venice was flooded just 2 months ago? It was kind of like the incessant news coverage about the fires in Australia. Just 2 months ago, Venice was flooded everywhere. And now it is so dry. I mean, they were racing to try to protect art treasures and so forth. You can see San Marcos Square completely flooded. And they had 70% of the city center was under salt water 2 months ago at high tide. And it was the highest level that they'd had in 50 years. But as I talked about it at the time, we pointed out, it's a known fact that Venice is sinking at a constant rate. And so it's not surprising that they would have progressively worse floods. What is surprising, especially considering the fact that Venice is shrinking, is the fact that right now, on high tide this last Saturday, nearly a week ago, show the picture of what it looks like now. You've got boats that are essentially beached. There is no water in the canals. They've gone from 70% of the city flooded to now where the most of the gondolas are beached in the bottom of the canals because it is so shallow. They can't do anything. So what is going on, right? And that's at high tide. That's at high tide. What's going on? Well, obviously, it's man-made global warming. Flooding, the ocean level is rising everywhere. No, that's not true. Not true at all. That was really just the mainstream media trying to affect the tide of public opinion. And they were able to do that. And it's very telling that there has been no coverage of the fact that the canals 2 months later are now dry. Rand Paul has been trolling Occasional Cortex over climate doomsday. Remember, she had the previous tweet. She said, I think that the part of it is that generational is that millennials and Gen Z and all these folks that come after us are looking up and we're like, the world's going to end in 12 years if we don't address climate change. And your biggest issue is how are we going to pay for it? Are you serious? And so Rand Paul had something to say about that. He trolled her on Twitter. He said, no, AOC, the world is not going to end in 12 years, but we must absolutely do something over the next 500 million years. And this is, as he tweeted out, an article from Forbes saying life on Earth will hit a brick wall in another 500 million years. Now, how do they know that? I mean, what a bunch of fools these people are. Anyway, he goes, no, we got to do something over the next 500 million years. Some say we should develop a space shield to protect us from the sun's increased luminosity. I'm not against that, but it'll only be a temporary respite, maybe just a few million years. I do think we should also begin genetically altering O2-producing organisms to send to Saturn's Titan, possibly the closest planets outside of our solar system. What do you say to that, Occasional Cortex? Well, what do you say to that? We'll tell you what the Pope says to it. He says, well, the solution is we've got to end capitalism. Of course, that's always the solution for their pretended crisis. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I love watching David Knight in the morning. I love tuning in to Owen Schroyer. I love all the other shows we do here. But I'll be honest with you. We run during the breaks a lot of news reports because I'm sick of hearing the ads. So you think you don't want to hear an ad? I don't want to hear an ad. But here's the bottom line. We're barely paying the bills here, and I want to expand the face of the globalists, not contract. I don't want them to win. So listen, you've got this guarantee from me. We sell enough product, we'll have less ads and less plugs, and we'll expand and really give the globalists run for their money. But we've got products you already really need, like DNA Force Plus, X2. These will change your life. Go check out the turmeric products. Check out the water filtration, air filtration. Check it all out. Whatever you do, take action and know. Be part of the second American Revolution. Be part of crushing the globalists. And get great products at the same time. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the supplements. Take action now and fund the InfoWar for your own future.
You want to break some globalist ribs. You want to crush some skulls politically. You want to drive ice picks through their eyeballs spiritually. There's nowhere you can spend money. There's nowhere you can place your bet. in a fight where it's going to have more power per dollar. Your bang for your buck here gets you great products at great prices that literally fund the system where the spirit of resistance lives to drive it home to the enemy. And so it's very simple. If you don't want to be slaves and you want to see the fight taken to the enemy, which God wants to see, you see, we have to make the effort 110%. God will finish the move. And I know I need to stay in the fight, in the attack, attack, attack. I want to attack. I want to go after the globalists. And just believe me, ladies and gentlemen, that if you want somebody to commit to you and your family to fight for all of our futures together, you've got to guarantee you keep me in the game. I'm going to bust my ass with everything I got for us, for myself and my family, for your family, because we're in this together. InfoWarsStore.com. I've got to really hand it to the listeners and viewers of InfoWars. Your support and your help in rebooting Americana as a challenge to the globalist system of corporate tyranny has really caught hold, not just here in the U.S., but worldwide. And President Trump's fearlessness when it comes to promoting Americana and basic liberty is amazing as well. He's still lacking on the big tech censorship, taking action against that in some other areas, but trying to end the wars, boosting our economy, speaking out against communist China. Trump's been doing an amazing job. But now more than ever, we really have to realize that we're being targeted because we are effective. And the globalists are beginning to lose their war against humanity in a big way. And so we're going to see some major fireworks out of them. But it's critical to not let ourselves get down when we see all the poison they spray at us. That's an attempt to demoralize us. We've got to remember that and stay focused and stay happy.
Hey, you there. We have a problem. You see, there is a baby. The mother of this baby is not sure she's ready. The father of this baby doesn't want to settle down. The mother starts to have regrets. The father considers leaving town. But a friend says there's a solution. She says to have an abortion. The mother decides to look into it. The clinic assures her it's safe. She's made her decision. She's going to have an abortion. The problem is that baby is you.
Join me, Owen Schroyer, at the March for Life, Friday, January 24th in Washington, D.C., noon at the National Mall. I'll see you there. It's time to stand up for the unborn. It's time to speak out for the voiceless.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Move me on to any black square. Use me any time you want. Just remember that the goal is for us all to capture all we want.
Liberty. It's your move. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
We're just talking about Rand Paul trolling AOC, saying, we only got 12 years left. Where did you come up with the number 12? Well, that was 2018. She put that out, and that was the 2030 agenda. That's coming from the UN. Just like our war on drugs, just like the impetus for gun control and many other things. And we're going to be talking about the 100th anniversary of National Prohibition. Alcohol prohibition. They did it legally the first time, but we don't bother with the Constitution anymore. So we're going to talk about how that has spun out of control. It's 59 years ago today that we had Eisenhower's military industrial complex speech. We're going to talk about that and take a look at what the military industrial complex has done to our country. One of the things that we have been told for a long time is President Trump wanted to build the wall at the border. We were told by both people in the Pentagon as well as the judicial tyrants. All it takes is one of thousands of federal judges to say, no, you can't do it. And we have to pretend, still pretending, that until we find a federal judge or a higher court or the Supreme Court that says so, we have to always say to the courts, Mother, may I, regardless of how clear the lines of authority are. But, of course, there were a lot of people in the Pentagon that didn't want to do that. That now seems to have changed. the current Secretary of Defense seems to be on board with the idea of actually defending the border here in America. President Trump has achieved a couple of court victories where, again, a higher court has overturned the judicial tyranny of a lower court. And so he is now allocating $7.5 billion to the border. It didn't need to be delayed for 3 years. President Trump or some president or some governor or some state legislature or some local town has to at some point stand up to judicial supremacy. It is the thing that has been eviscerating this country and has destroyed our Constitution, the rule of law. It must be destroyed, and it can be destroyed at any level. It can be destroyed by you in a jury with jury nullification, by the way. Important to understand that and important to do that because we are going to be faced with even more encroachments on our liberties and our Constitution as we move along. But let's get back to the wall thing. All is not settled in terms of being able to build a wall. I talked about it when I said at the same time we had these public discussions about how President Trump, look, he's won at the higher court. We've had now a circuit court overturn the lower district court that says that he cannot build the wall. They said, of course he can. You know, the president has the not only the power but the duty to protect the border, use the military, and so forth. So it's like, all right, it's on. President Trump said, and we're sending more money over. Quietly, however, and this is far more important. I talked about this. I said the even bigger win that nobody was talking about at the time was the fact that President Trump has his interior secretary. And this, again, goes back to Richard Nixon, the creation of the EPA, the creation of the idea that we are going to have to get permission from Washington to build major projects. And as President Trump was saying, look, it's taking 10, 12 years to be able to build anything. You can't even build a simple road without having to go through all these environmental impact studies and so forth. So it's completely destroying our infrastructure. And he talked about it in terms of roads. And I said at the time, I said, this is really about the wall. And it's very important because that's something, of course, it's going to be a lawsuit challenge and they will delay it many more years. Probably until after President Trump leaves, he won't be able to build the wall because he'll try to tie it up. We'll have to see how it works out. He does have the authority to get rid of that rule because that was a rule that was put in by the bureaucracy, by the EPA. They can just remove their rule. I don't see where there is a legal basis for a lawsuit, but I guarantee you there will be, whether there's a legal basis for it or not. And we see this article coming out of MSN. We have a contractor now. Saying that we can build Trump's border wall faster and cheaper than the U.S. can, than the people who have been selected. Tommy Fisher, a contractor, says that he knows how to do it better. His company has already built about 1,500 feet of what it says will be a three-mile fence. The cost, he estimates, will be $42 million. He can do it faster and cheaper than the government contractors who have spent months surveying and building a more expensive border fence nearby. His estimated time of completion is now 2 weeks. So now we have the environmentalist enter in, the Sierra Club. He shouldn't be able to do that, they said. Our big concern is that the land and the wall sits on is going to erode and be swept away. He said, you can have terrible destruction just from their construction materials hitting things. I can foresee a problem with this. You could bump stuff there, you know, with the construction material. So we got to shut this thing down. That's the way they're going to try to roll with this. And they're already criticizing, trying to stop this guy building the wall there on private property. An 8-mile section of the border fence is being built by a federal contractor nearby. Costs $167 million. So that's about $21 million per mile. This guy can do it at $14 million. So he's doing it. They are 50% more than he is. They cost 21. He can do it for 14. Plus, he would include roads that would be there as well as maintaining it for a decade for just an additional $400 million, he said. So we'll have to see whether that goes through or not. Meanwhile, as we're talking about environmentalism, AOC, and the Sierra Club and these other people. Pope Francis has now convened an anti-capitalism summit, reports churchmilitant.com. He says we need to get rid of the economy of exclusion. That's the way he calls what he calls capitalism. He also calls capitalism the dung of the devil, excrement of the devil. And he's going to do another covenant to go along with his previous encyclical on climate change. You know, we were talking about Roger Scruton, a conservative thinker and writer. He spent a lot of time talking about how in the 20th century we had lost the idea that art should be beautiful. We had gone to the idea that it needs to be ugly, it needs to be offensive. It should not be beautiful, it should not be something that restores the soul, but it should offend us, right? That's the 20th century idea. So he pushed back very hard against that. He pushed back against the idea that truth doesn't matter anymore, you know, the postmodernism. But one of the things that Roger Scruton said, he defined totalitarianism as an absence of any constraint on central authority and the idea that every aspect of life should be the concern of the government. You couldn't describe the progressives any more succinctly, could you? AOC, the Democrats, no restraints on the authority of the central government, none whatsoever. And every detail of our life needs to be handled by the government. Just take a look at Andrew Yang, right? He's going to tell us what the building code should be. We have Elizabeth Warren, who says you're not going to be able to build a home unless it is net zero. I'm going to prohibit oil and gas and electricity production from day one. On and on. And vehicles, of course. On and on. Doesn't matter. AOC, same way. This has become the heart of the Democrat Party. That's why I say they are not just authoritarian. They are totalitarian. Total. Every aspect of your life, every detail of your life, should be determined by them without any constraint. Elizabeth Warren saying, $50,000 to all you students who vote for me. I don't need the Constitution. I don't need permission from Congress. I'm going to give you $50,000 on your student loans. You know, it used to be we said, hey, it's a free country, isn't it? Because we said, don't make a federal case out of it. Well, they make a federal case out of everything, which means that we have no freedom. And the Pope is the same way. It is the rising tide of anti-capitalism. We'll be right back to talk about prohibition, another progressive nightmare.
I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that without you, we won't be on the air. And I spend a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern Paul Revere's. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalist this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody, that stands for justice and freedom and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today. I would thank you for everything you've done for the InfoWar, but I know you're like me. You don't want my thanks. You want victory over the globalists and these devil worshiping child molesters, and you want them off your back and off your children's back. And you know what? I'm the same way, and that's why we're on the same damn team. And it's why InfoWars has been delivering time and time again when it's clutch time to focus the people on taking action against the globalist, because I'm committed to a future for humanity, and I know you are as well. So thank you in 2019 for standing with us, because you are the InfoWar, and I want to thank you for committing to stand with us in 2020 however you can. From the bottom of my heart, from my family, and from the great crew at InfoWars, I want to thank you all, because you are the InfoWar, and you know that's not just words, that's reality. You have made history. We have made history together. InfoWars.com only has power because of you, and I suggest you use it. InfoWarsLife.com. 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 You go to that URL, it takes you to the subsection of InfoWarsStore.com where you find the 60-plus products where we've gone out and researched what is the best, what gives people the best results. We either private label it or we develop our own with top developers. And folks, I'm telling you, you can see the difference in me, my energy, my focus. I've lost almost 40 pounds in less than 4 months. It's incredible. So do yourself a favor. Try out the products if you've been on the fence. You can't lose except if you don't take action. Because when you buy the products, you're funding the operation that is always delivering thanks to your support and God's grace and our action. But you need these products. That's the real reason you want to get them, is because they're amazing. And then when you get great results, please tell others about it. Word of mouth. That's how we expand in the face of the NWO instead of imploding. We're fighting to win, and we are winning thanks to you.
I want to talk about Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste because I hadn't tried it except for maybe the last week and a half. And I told Alex, I said, man, this is the best toothpaste I've ever tried. He's like, well, what are you doing just sitting in here telling me? You got to get up there and tell people. And so here I am telling people, Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste is by far the best toothpaste I've ever tried. And I'm 45 years old and I've tried a lot of different toothpaste. And it's fluoride free. I think the big difference, the game changer in this is the coral calcium, because after I brush my teeth with this, they feel so clean, and the toothpaste, that I don't even like rinse out my mouth after I brush my teeth with this. It feels so good. It feels like good things are happening in my mouth. In fact, I find myself brushing my teeth 3 to 4 times a day rather than just twice a day now because I like the way it feels.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
January 17th, 1920. 100 years ago, we had national prohibition going into effect. What has happened over the last 100 years? It is a story of prohibition from the so-called progressives. I think we need to stop calling them progressives. We need to stop letting them choose the terms. They get to pick what they call us, and they get to pick what they are called. And so they'll pick something like progressive. No, they're progs. Just call them progs. They don't deserve the term progressive. The only thing progressive about them is the progressive intrusion into every aspect of our life by a central authority that has absolutely no restrictions on it. A conservative scholar at the time, Russell Kirk, said, any public measure ought to be judged by its probable long-run consequences and not merely by a temporary advantage or popularity. And so we're going to take a look at what has happened with 100 years worth of prohibition. And we have to preface this by saying alcohol prohibition, because the crusading progs want to prohibit everything. We've got Coon Man now wanting to prohibit guns, as they do everywhere. But they've got a long list of prohibitions. They want to prohibit everything they don't like that you do. They want to prohibit everything that you say that they disagree with. And then they want to hand out free stuff to pacify you as they take away your freedoms, right? What they did was they passed the Volstead Act, of course, the 18th Amendment, later repealed by the 21st Amendment in 1933, and we're going to talk about how it was repealed. We have never seen an amendment repealed like the 18th Amendment in the same, all the amendments other than the 21st Amendment, which repealed the 18th, all of them were passed in a very different way, and this is a big warning to all of you who are afraid that they, as I am, that they will repeal the Second Amendment. But let's talk about what was behind this, the spirit behind it. We have been told for the longest time that, of course, this was a Christian crusade. And there were, no doubt about it, Christians who supported this. They had seen the deleterious effects of alcohol, and I don't drink. Nobody in my family ever drank. We, however, did not want to send law enforcement kicking down people's doors. I didn't want to pay for people to be locked up for alcohol, anything else. I mean, if you're out there, swerving all over the road, driving drunk, I think you ought to be punished. Other than that, leave people alone. But we had a lot of people who were Christians at the time that had a misplaced idea about this. But the truth of the matter is that it was driven more by progressives than it was by Christians. And if you look at the historians' analysis of this, the fight really was between the progressives who wanted to establish utopia. You know, they know better than you what you should have. Just like Michael Bloomberg. Don't have that sugar. I'm going to prohibit sugar as well as guns, right? They know everything that you should do in your life. And they are going to tell you what you can and cannot do so they can have a utopia and so that they can be in charge, right? This Prague elite. As historian Larry Schweikert noted, this is a story by The New American looking at the 100th anniversary of National Prohibition. As the historian Schweikert noted in his book, A Patriot's History of the United States, he said, only after Prohibition failed was there a deliberate effort to reinterpret the essentially progressive flavor of Prohibition as the work of wild-eyed Christian evangelists. No question that many evangelical Christians supported the banning of alcohol. It's particularly true of those who had a theological view of post-millennialism. They felt that the church was going to transform society, getting rid of bad things like alcohol until Jesus would return to earth. But that was not enough to get three-fourths of the state legislatures to amend the Constitution. That was not the dominant theology at the time. As a matter of fact, you know, when we look at the parallel to that, I would say that the Pope, we're just talking about the fact that he is so preoccupied with globalism and open borders and anti-capitalism, you know, calling it the devil's dung, as he is now saying. This liberation theology that we see coming from the Catholic Church is a product of a bunch of Marxists out of Central and South America. That's where this particular Pope comes from. It is not theology at all, quite frankly. Theology is a study of God, right? These people don't really care about God. As a matter of fact, they want to make government into God. They are truly coming at this from a secular, progressive, globalist perspective. And so when we go back and look at what happened with that 100 years ago, another historian, Clarence Carson, in his book, The Growth of America, 1878 to 1928, he said it was the triumph of the reformist spirit. However, that made such a drastic act acceptable. Populism and progressivism were undergirded by a belief in the possibility and the desirability of making over society by regulation and by law. That's why we need to pay attention to this 100 years later. That idea, human nature doesn't change. These philosophies remain. Some of them will become more popular. Some of them will lose popularity. But this whole idea, this progressivism of these elitist progs like AOC, and Michael Bloomberg and others, Bernie Sanders, that is very much the spirit of this age. It is what is driving the Democrat Party, and we need to be very concerned about it. That's what drove alcohol prohibition 100 years ago. The difference is that even the progressives 100 years ago had respect for the Constitution. That doesn't exist anymore. I can do this. I don't need Congress. I don't need the Constitution. I got my pen here. I'm going to do executive orders. We see that. They're bragging about that. Kamala Harris, Elizabeth Warren, all of them bragging about what they're going to, the first day I'm in office, I'm going to take away your guns, your oil, your electricity, your vehicles, all of that stuff. I'm going to tell you where and how you can build a house. And it goes to every one of these people. They contrast in this article the progressives who had such faith in government to improve society by passing laws and regulations of society. That was not where America came from. Founders of this country feared governmental power. That's why we still have, that's still the idea of conservatism, as expressed by Roger Scruton. You know, we don't believe that there should be no constraints on central authority. As a matter of fact, everything the founders did was to try to keep central authority from becoming very, very powerful. So they said nothing illustrates this optimism, this faith in government, this idea of the progs, the elitist progs, you know, that government should be God. And, of course, they will be essentially God in all of this. And then we've had the creation of organized crime and many other things. But here's the thing that should concern you today. When we look at how it was overturned, they point out in this article that Every other one of all 27 amendments have been ratified by three-fourths of the state legislatures, except for the 21st Amendment, which repealed the 18th Amendment. It was ratified by three-fourths of state conventions. You understand that? We have one amendment, the 21st Amendment, ratified by state conventions, not by state legislatures. And he points out, just imagine if Congress opted to send amendments, such as repealing the Second Amendment, to the states and stipulating that such an amendment be considered by a state convention rather than a state legislature. Are we willing to trust those who want to keep religious liberty, free speech, or the Second Amendment could win election to those conventions? And then they close with a quote from President Warren Harding, who told us in 1920 when he was rejecting the progressive policies, the progressive era and prohibition. He said, all human ills are not curable by legislation. He should come back and challenge the Democrats on that point of view. All right, we've got to take a break, and I just want to remind you about the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have big discounts on storable food, our InfoWars Life Select Storable Foods. You can store them for up to 25 years. They are made in America, non-GMO, the best packaging you're going to find anywhere. Now up to 50% off. We also have our Alexa Pure Pro air filtration, water filtration, and our Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration. Both of those are now 30% off. We have a new Cleanse Boost Pack. I won't go into the detail on that because I want to tell you about something else that we've now added to our store. There's a new way for you to support the InfoWars crew. This show, everything that we do, has always been by the products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. But we have a new way for you to support us. We've had a lot of people since I've been here say, can't I just send you a donation? And so we have now, in response to that, we've added a donation button right at the checkout. You can simply open the donation option, and you can either select a preset amount or you can enter a custom amount. This brand new donation module will allow you to donate directly to the InfoWars crew. We like to give you products that are going to help your health, but many people just want to send us some money. And we have most of the media is now on some kind of a donation schedule. We see The Guardian, many of the mainstream papers have gone to that. And so we are replying to your...
if you understand why the globalists, why the servants of Satan hate InfoWars, it's because we're awake, we're alive, we're passionate, and we're not giving up. That's why it's critical for those of us that are aware of the New World Order's plans to not get down when they attack us and they persecute us and they lie about us. That's what we should expect because we are hurting these scumbags. The globalists have literally sold their soul to the dark side, and they do what they do because they're slaves, because they are eternally driven to try to suppress and dominate and destroy the innocent. It is up to us who are awake, not the sheep and not the wolves, but the sheepdogs, to stand firm and resist these wicked tyrants. They fear the fact that we are awake. They fear the fact that we are alive. They fear the fact that we love God. And that's all we ever have to know, is that God is in charge.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
making sense common again. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I was talking about the 100th anniversary of alcohol prohibition that began on January the 17th, 1920. The way that it ended, the only amendment, the 21st Amendment, which ended alcohol prohibition, which was created with the 18th Amendment. We needed those two because we have the 9th and 10th Amendment that says that the government doesn't have the authority to make everything prohibited unless it is expressly permitted, which is what the FDA is all about. It's what the DEA is all about. And they, at least the progressives, the Prague elite of 100 years ago, had enough respect for the Constitution that they amended the Constitution. Today they don't have respect for the Constitution. But the way that it ended with the 21st Amendment should be a concern to all of us. Many of us, and I've taught it, we got a lot of conservatives who think that they can get a balanced budget amendment or solve a number of ills by convening a constitutional convention. And I'm very concerned about that. I don't think that's a good idea. I think that is a very dangerous idea. The way the 21st Amendment was ended was with three-quarters of state conventions, not state legislatures. And it was the only amendment that was passed by state conventions and not state legislatures. And so the question that was asked in the article by New American, could you repeal the Second Amendment easily by having state conventions? We should be concerned about this. This is a real concern. The only reason that we're not seeing something like this is because people like Kuhnman and others don't have enough respect for the Second Amendment or the Constitution that they'd even bother to try to repeal it. They'll just do whatever they wish. And so we'll be talking about their move for prohibition. But let's take another look at what came after prohibition, our complete disrespect for the Constitution that now characterizes our government, and the fact that we had Richard Nixon pull in 10 years after the UN had created their war on drugs agenda. He enacted it into law verbatim in 1971. So now we've had that for 49 years. One of the things that has come out of that, of course, is the forfeiture. The civil asset forfeiture is what they call it. Nothing civil at all about it. And we have a new update. We have a family suing both the DEA, an unconstitutional agency, and the TSA, who acts unconstitutionally all the time, and I would argue is unconstitutional as well. Anyway, after a elderly man's life savings were seized at the airport, they took everything this guy had. He had a large amount of cash. It was his entire life savings. You know, back in the early 90s, the first time I saw a story about civil asset forfeiture, it was about a black landscaper. He was in business for himself, but he was small. He didn't have a lot of money. And what he would typically do is he would typically catch a plane and fly from his house in Georgia to another place and pick up landscaping stuff. He would take, in this particular trip, he had about $9,000 worth of cash. He was going to fly down and then rent a truck and drive all of the landscaping plants and trees and so forth back after he paid for it with the $9,000 in cash. He'd been doing that for quite some time. He didn't realize that the rules had changed because, you know, nobody had changed the Constitution. And they stopped him at the airport. They were very concerned because he just walks up to the counter and he pays cash for a trip and everything. And he's black. And so they call the DEA. They confiscated his money and wouldn't give it back. And that's now happened to an individual. And the family is now suing to stop this. It has gotten much worse, much, much worse, even though we have allegedly had reform of organized criminal theft by law enforcement officers, quote unquote, but the law enforcement, in quotes, there is no constitutional law that allows this. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
A class action lawsuit is now challenging the DEA's policy of seizing large amounts of cash from travelers without even any evidence of a crime. And I've talked about civil asset forfeiture in the past. You know, they can take your property without convicting you. They can take your property without charging you of a crime. They can take your property without there even being a crime. And of course, this is all about the war on drugs, which was is in clear violation of the Constitution. There is no amendment to the Constitution that legalizes the war on drugs like there was 100 years ago when Prohibition began on this day. Terrence Rollin kept his life savings in a Tupperware container. This is a recent story, by the way. But all that money now belongs to the DEA, the Drug Enforcement Administration, an unconstitutional agency itself. Even though the 79-year-old retired railroad engineer hasn't been charged with a crime, his daughter tried to take her father's savings, $82,373 in cash, on an airplane. A DEA agent seized it simply because it was a large amount of cash. And they consider that to be suspicious. And I would also say they consider it to be desirable. All your cash belonged to us. They are now the lead plaintiffs in a federal class action lawsuit filed yesterday by the Institute of Justice, challenging the DEA and the TSA's practice of seizing large amounts of cash from airline passengers without any evidence of an underlying crime. Flying with any amount of cash is completely legal. But once again, we see the government agents treating American citizens like criminals, as the Institute for Justice. You don't forfeit your constitutional rights when you try to board an airplane. It's time for the TSA and federal law enforcement to stop seizing cash from travelers simply because the government considers a certain amount of cash suspicious. I don't know. You don't forfeit your constitutional rights when you fly on a plane. Have these people flown recently? You know, every vacation I take that I have to fly is ruined, in my opinion, by the fact that it is bookended by me having to go through the tyranny of the TSA on the beginning and the end of the journey. The tyranny of 21st century air travel, where I get searched, x-rayed, whatever. Harassed by these people. That's one of the reasons I get sick every time I take an airplane trip. I leave my supplements and things like that behind because I don't want to get hassled about that, because I'm going to go through the pat-down and the inspection because I'm not going to go through their machines. I refuse to participate, not simply because of health issues. I just refuse to participate and make it easy on them. And so I make it hard on myself. That's one of the reasons why you sue somebody, you know. When you sue somebody, you're going to be punished just like the person you're coming after. When you opt out, you're going to be punished just like the TSA. They don't like it. And there's a certain perverse joy in that. I'm going to let them make me miserable because I'm going to make them miserable, and I'm going to put a monkey wrench in what they're doing. As a matter of fact, the last time we did this, my wife was standing over on her side, and a lady who was about to go through the scanner said, what are you doing? Why are you here? Did they find something on you? She said, no. I'm here simply because I refuse to cooperate with the system. She goes, I'm going to do that too. And it's like, yes. My wife sowing her little seeds of revolution here for freedom. Nevertheless, you do not have any constitutional rights, and it extends even to your cash. And so this man's daughter was catching a flight home from the Pittsburgh airport early the next day. She said she didn't have time to stop at the bank. He had asked her to take his money and to put it into a savings account, finally. That was reported by the Washington Post. But she said, I didn't have time to do it. So I looked on the government website. They said it's legal to carry any amount of cash on a domestic flight. So she tucked the money into her carry-on. Just minutes before departure, in late August, a DEA agent met her at the busy gate, questioned her about the cash, which, listen to this, they spotted the cash because it showed up on a security scan. And so the TSA says, she's got cash in her bag here. And they stick the DEA on her. So he put her on, had her call her father to confirm the study. But, of course, her father is suffering mental decline. He was unable to verify some details. So the DEA agent said, your stories don't match. We're taking your money. Then they notified him that it was seeking to permanently steal his life savings. Neither of them had been charged with a crime. There was no evidence of a crime. There was no evidence that any of them had ever done anything wrong, had any connection with any drug trafficking or whatsoever. As if the drug prohibition was legal because it was a constitutional amendment like they did for alcohol. No, they don't care about any of that stuff. That's where we are today. That's what should concern you. We did nothing wrong. I haven't been charged with a crime, yet the DEA is trying to take away my father's life savings. As a matter of fact, the reason they call it civil is because they're maintaining they don't have to give you due process because it's not a law that you violated. They call it civil, saying that you have violated their bureaucratic policy. And we got lots of bureaucratic policy. You know, we got the IRS, which began this whole process, saying, you know, you don't get any due process. You don't have any presumption of innocence. You have to prove to us that you don't have the income that we're imputing to you. You know, that it began with them, but now everybody's doing it. We've got the FAA. Remember they came out a couple of years ago, just before Christmas? If you got a drone that's over a certain amount of weight, then you're going to have to register it with us, or we will assess an excessive fine of $25,000 simply because we see you flying a drone that you haven't registered with us. And you had people who pushed back against that, and so they stopped that. But now they're talking about prohibiting all drones that are made by the most popular manufacturer of drones, DJI, is owned by a Chinese firm. And so they're saying, well, we don't want the Chinese involved in any way with drones. That'd be a security issue. So we're going to just ground all DJI drones. And so they can do whatever they want if we let them, if we don't push back. And so they say that we don't care if it's a crime. We don't need a crime because this is a civil rule. It's a rule. It's not a law. We have not only taxation without representation, we have legislation without representation. They call it a rule, but it's done by bureaucrats, so we don't elect bureaucrats to stay there through Republican or Democrat administration. We can't get rid of these people. We never elected them in the first place. We have no control over them. And the Institute of Justice claims in their lawsuit that the DEA has a practice or a policy of seizing currency from travelers at U.S. airports without probable cause, simply if the dollar amount is greater than $5,000. So you try to take $5,000 out, they're just going to say, well, I think you're a drug criminal, and we're going to keep the money. Going to keep the money. In 2016, a college student was robbed of $11,000 at the Cincinnati airport by a local police officer who had been deputized by the DEA. The officer claimed that his suitcase smelled like marijuana, although no drugs were found in it. I would say what's going to pot is law enforcement. A 2017 report by the Justice Department Inspector General found that the DEA had seized more than $4 billion in cash from people suspected, but not proved, not charged, suspected of drug activity over the previous decade. And, of course, you know, having more than $5,000 makes you a suspected of drug activity. They said only $3.2 billion of the $4 billion that they stole were ever connected to criminal charges. So think about that. That's 80%. As I was talking to Dwight Mitchell yesterday, CPS is stealing your kids. You know, the DEA and the TSA, they steal your cash. And 80% of the time, that's never connected to a crime. When CPS steals your kids, 84% of the time, that is never connected to any crime or wrongdoing by the parents. We have a government that is wrong 80 to 85% of the time. Yet they continue to steal our cash. They continue to steal our children. They continue to enforce rules that were never passed as laws, rules that are directly contradicted by our Constitution. And that's all because we've got judges who allow this to happen all the way up to the Supreme Court. And judges who, 100% of the time, will lie to juries and say, you're not there to judge our rules or our laws. You do what I say. It's time we stop that. We'll be right back.
With the daily wear and tear of the environment on our skin, it's only natural that it starts to crack and take damage. Wind, heat, water, and age are telltale signs that it's time to start taking care of your skin. With the InfraWars Super Silver Cream, you can keep your skin feeling silky smooth and begin to heal the damages of the world around you. Created with ingredients like coconut oil, vitamin E, and the incredible Silver Sol formula, InfraWars Silver Cream works triple duty, supporting the beautifying and protecting of the skin in a fast, non-greasy formula. Small and easily stored, it can support dry and damaged skin to reduce fine lines and wrinkles, while smoothing and softening calluses. With none of the harmful ingredients found in other formulas, you can be sure this Silver Cream is hard at work, promoting the healing of your skin. Don't miss out on the new Silver Sol powered can't miss formula. Get the InfoWars Super Silver Cream today.
Hey, you there. We have a problem. You see, there is a baby. The mother of this baby is not sure she's ready. The father of this baby doesn't want to settle down. The mother starts to have regrets. The father considers leaving town. But a friend says there's a solution. She says to have an abortion. The mother decides to look into it. The clinic assures her it's safe. She's made her decision. She's going to have an abortion. The problem is that baby is you.
Join me, Owen Schroyer, at the March for Life, Friday, January 24th, in Washington, D.C., noon at the National Mall. I'll see you there. It's time to stand up for the unborn. It's time to speak out for the voiceless.
InfoWarsStore.com. We have a new product, and we got several thousand of these in, and they're going to sell out in a few days at the rate we're selling them. I want to thank the listeners for getting it, but this really is a game-changing toothpaste, and it doesn't compete with Super Blue that's fortified with colloidal silver and iodine and fluoride-free. The adult or the children's. These are both excellent toothpaste concentrates that don't have fillers. People love it. This is a whitening toothpaste that also has the above sea coral calcium that also cleans but also remineralizes the teeth. Then it has the patented Silver Sol silver in it to knock out the bacteria that cause gingivitis. This is all proven. You can make claims with this. But I have to tell you, no one has a toothpaste this good for knocking out the bacteria, the viruses, and cleaning the teeth in a healthy way that doesn't strip away the enamel. So we're really proud of it. It funds the operation, InfoWarsStore.com. And that's why we're still on air, thanks to you.
Allergies, dander, asthma, germs, toxins. There are many reasons why we need to think about what is really in the air around us. We may not be able to stop breathing, but we can control what's in the air we breathe. The revolutionary Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system is a powerful ally in the fight against the dangerous toxins and viruses in the air. Powerful, quiet, and effective, the Breeze uses a four-step purification process to help you breathe easier and cleaner. Similar systems could cost hundreds to even thousands of dollars, but the Alexa Pure Breeze air purification is the best and most affordable, bar none. The Breeze and the Ion Cluster patented technology used in the system eliminate up to 99.97% of airborne contaminants. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze today and save big on a world-class air filtration system for your home. Don't keep breathing toxic or dangerous air. Get this special today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Yeah. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Yeah, maybe I'm crazy, or maybe Washington is crazy. I'm looking at this. Is withholding foreign aid now something that President Trump should be impeached for, or they're going to add this to the impeachment? These are the headlines that we're seeing everywhere. I mean, just think about this. Think about the different things that we've been told in the 3 years of President Trump. We've been told that even though the previous president's Department of Homeland Security secretary could announce that she is not going to enforce immigration law. She called it Deferred Action on Childhood Arrivals, DACA. So I'm not going to enforce the law as a chief law enforcement officer. That's okay. And that was an executive order from the previous administration. And yet when this president, the next president comes in, he can't have an executive order that overturns that. The courts say, no, you can't. DACA's got to stay. You're not going to be allowed, says a couple of federal judges. And so President Trump says, oh, okay, well, I think we'll appeal that or whatever. He should have just done it. We have the previous president who says, I know that the Senate isn't going to ratify this Paris Climate Treaty. And so he and his Secretary of State, John Kerry, Obama and Kerry, decide and declare that they will self-ratify the Paris Climate Treaty. There's no self-ratification in the Constitution. And when President Trump says, I'm not going to do it, they say, well, you've got to go through a legal process that's going to take 2 years in order to undo that. They didn't have to go through a legal process of 2 years to self-ratify the Paris Climate Accord. When President Trump says, I'm going to limit entry from countries that President Obama went to war with, presumably because they are dangerous, then the judges say, you can't do that. We're going to call that a Muslim ban, even though it includes Venezuela and, let's see, what was the other country? There were seven countries. Venezuela was one of them, which is not a Muslim country. There was one other I can't remember at the moment, but there were only five of those seven countries that were Muslim. There are 50 different Muslim countries, so he was only limiting immigration from 10% of them, the Muslim. But they called it a Muslim ban, and they said, we have judicial supremacy, and we're going to stop you. As a matter of fact, any of the unelected federal judges can shut down anything and everything that the president does now. That's the legal fiction under which we operate. The legal fiction where the legal system has told us we're in charge here. And we say, oh, okay, well, just tell us what you want us to do. And then we talk about defense and we talk about the wars. You know, Obama can go to war and stay at war his entire 8 years. Nobody ever questions that. He can send as many troops as he wishes to as many countries as he wishes. He can stay there as long as he wishes without any declaration of war. He can assassinate as many people as he wishes. The president, previous president, can build military bases in any country that he wants. You know, we built a lot of bases in Syria. They never invited us in. We never declared war. He built a lot of military bases. He built a lot of airfields. You have Democrats demanding that President Trump protect the border between Syria and Turkey to protect the Kurds and so forth. But demanding and threatening him and telling him that he cannot protect our border, where we have more people being killed by the drug war violence there than in Syria. But you can't do anything to protect the border there. You can't move any troops to our border. You can't spend any money there. So is this crazy or am I crazy? And now we have a new idea that if you decide that you're going to withhold military aid to a country because you're concerned about the corruption, that is an impeachable offense. So now the default is, because it's Trump, of course, the default is that you cannot stop any foreign aid for any reason. You can't even delay any foreign aid for any reason, or we will impeach you. And this is in spite of the fact that one government agency, the GAO, the Government Accountability Office, said, no, it was fine. But now we have a different bureaucracy, the OMB, the Office of Management and Budget, says, oh, that was wrong. He broke the law. What law is that? In the summer of 2019, the Office of Management and Budget withheld from obligation funds appropriated to the Department of Defense for security assistance to Ukraine. See, we can't allocate any money, say these people. Had to go all the way through the Supreme Court to get their okay to allocate money to defend our border, these people claim. And then they're going to come up with other justifications to stop defending our border as well. But now they're saying you can't withhold that. You can't even delay it because he did release it. As a matter of fact, they pointed out the Office of Management and Budget placed a hold on the aid July 25th pending a policy decision. That hold was lifted by September the 12th. The GAO was told that the hold was a programmatic delay. And that Congress did not require prior notice of the move. But, you know, we have, this is a defense issue. The president is commander in chief. But of course, even if there's evidence of corruption, the president, who is above the Department of Justice, which makes him the chief law enforcement officer, he should never investigate Biden, even if Biden is bragging about the fact that he threatened to withhold money. Unless they got rid of the prosecutor who was investigating his son for corruption. It's a crime to investigate Democrats. And it's a crime, apparently, to even delay money to a corrupt organization. We have the OMB explaining the hold on aid to Ukraine was a programmatic delay. They said the pause in obligations to the Ukraine funds at issue here is an example of programmatic delay. It was OMB's understanding that a brief period was needed prior to the funds expiring to engage in a policy process regarding those funds. OMB took appropriate action in light of a pending policy process to ensure that funds were not obligated prematurely in a manner that could conflict with the president's foreign policy. And so now this is something that we have to try to impeach President Trump for. This is the insanity, and it is insanity, and it is hypocrisy, and it is obviously an attempted coup. And we know exactly what this is about, and we know who is on the other side. People, not just the Democrats, people like Mitt Romney, Lamar Alexander, and Susan Collins, one other senator, looks like they are going to push to try to expand this and to call additional witnesses and so forth. You need to remember this, folks. Mitt Romney just got elected, so he thinks you're going to forget it by the time re-election comes along. You should not forget that. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The globalists know that I will never willingly give up. I've said it many times. I will never give in. I will never give up, but I could give out. And it's very, very frustrating to see them committing all their crimes against humanity, to see evil running rampant like this, and to know that most Americans have already been silenced in cyberspace, that most Americans have already been shadow banned by big tech. And to know that most Americans feel powerless and don't realize how much power they have by spreading the word about NewsWars.com, InfoWars.com, and Band.Video. And that people are hungry for the truth now more than ever. And that if you tell people, hey, the banned truth they don't want you to have is at InfoWars.com/show and Band.Video. So Take heart, folks. They've had to censor everybody and shut everybody down because the truth is powerful and they can't beat us fair and square.
I love watching David Knight in the morning. I love tuning in to Owen Schroyer. I love all the other shows we do here. But I'll be honest with you. We run during the breaks a lot of news reports because I'm sick of hearing the ads. So you think you don't want to hear an ad? I don't want to hear an ad. But here's the bottom line. We're barely paying the bills here, and I want to expand the face of the globalists, not contract. I don't want them to win. So listen, you've got this guarantee from me. We sell enough product, we'll have less ads and less plugs, and we'll expand and really give the globalists rough their money. But we've got products you already really need, like DNA Force Plus, X2. These will change your life. Go check out the turmeric products. Check out the water filtration, air filtration. Check it all out. Whatever you do, take action and know. Be part of the second American Revolution. Be part of crushing the globalists. And get great products at the same time. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the supplements. Take action now and fund the InfoWar for your own future.
Hey, you there. We have a problem. You see, there is a baby. The mother of this baby is not sure she's ready. The father of this baby doesn't want to settle down. The mother starts to have regrets. The father considers leaving town. But a friend says there's a solution. She says to have an abortion. The mother decides to look into it. The clinic assures her it's safe. She's made her decision. She's going to have an abortion. The problem is that baby is you.
Join me, Owen Schroyer, at the March for Life, Friday, January 24th, in Washington, D.C., noon, at the National Mall. I'll see you there. It's time to stand up for the unborn. It's time to speak out for the voiceless.
Knock on wood, I am not tempting fate. But everybody around the office, especially folks that have worked there a long time, have noticed that I really don't ever get sick. Now, again, I might get sick tomorrow. Because I just made that statement. I'm not tempting fate. I'll say that again. Because I am superstitious when it comes down to that. I'm very thankful to the good Lord for the Constitution I've been given. But up until about 8-9 years ago when I started taking X2 and the products in InfoWars Life, I still got sick every couple of years. And, you know, I still get sore throats from allergies and pollen and things like that. But now that I religiously take the products in InfoWars Life, one of the highest quality supplements you're going to find out there, I just never get a fever anymore. It's probably been 3-4 years since I've had a fever. It's just crazy. So I chalk it up to genetics and the great products.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Free speech to free minds. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. January 17th, not only the 100th anniversary of the beginning of alcohol prohibition, we've now had many, many different types of prohibition that have been brought in and are being proposed, one after the other. As a matter of fact, it is a race by the Democrats to talk about what they can prohibit next. As a matter of fact, Michael Bloomberg thinks he's going straight to heaven, even though he doesn't believe in God, he said. But if there is a God, I'm going straight in. Not even an interview, because he has worked so hard to prohibit guns and to, you know, prohibit things like soft drinks as mayor of New York. See, the Prague elite, like Bloomberg, Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, AOC, Kamala Harris, Andrew Yang, all these guys, they have a long list of how they're going to make heaven on earth. You just have to give them the power and let them make the decisions about your life, because they know better than you how to run your life. So we were warned about this. But also today, on January the 17th, was a day 59 years ago, that we had the military industrial complex label that was part of the farewell address of President Eisenhower 3 days before he left office. I want to play a little bit of that in commemoration of the nearly 60 years that we have seen the military-industrial complex go to the extent that it has not only taken over our government, but it has taken over our economy. Here is President Eisenhower, January the 17th, 59 years ago, 1961. Go ahead.
States. Good evening, my fellow Americans. A vital element in keeping the peace is our military establishment. Our arms must be mighty, ready for instant action, so that no potential aggressor may be tempted to risk his own destruction. Our military organization today bears little relation to that known of any of my predecessors in peacetime, or indeed by the fighting men of World War II or Korea. Until the latest of our world conflicts, the United States had no armaments industry. American makers of plowshares could, with time and as required, make swords as well. But we can no longer risk emergency improvisation of national defense. We have been compelled to create a permanent armaments industry of vast proportions. Added to this, 3.5 million men and women are directly engaged in the defense establishment. We annually spend on military security alone more than the net income of all United States corporations. Now, this conjunction of an immense military establishment and a large arms industry is new in the American experience. The total influence, economic, political, even spiritual, is felt in every city, every state house, every office of the federal government. We recognize the imperative need for this development, yet we must not fail to comprehend its grave implications. Our toil, resources, and livelihood are all involved. So is the very structure of our society. In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist. We must never let the weight of this combination endanger our liberties or democratic processes. We should take nothing for granted. Only an alert and knowledgeable citizenry can compel the proper meshing of the huge industrial and military machinery of defense with our peaceful methods and goals, so that security and liberty may prosper together.
Again, that was 59 years ago, January the 17th, 1961, President Eisenhower, who was a lifetime military man. He had graduated from West Point in 1915. Served in the U.S. Army for more than 3 decades through 2 world wars. He rose to the rank of 5-star general. He was commander of the forces during World War II, Allied forces. So he was no pacifist, and he knew the military, and he was very alarmed at what was happening with the Cold War. And so he was telling the American people, we're on the horns of a dilemma. On the one hand, we have a situation where technology has advanced, where we don't have any lead time to respond to a threat. But on the other hand, we have, and he coined the term, the military-industrial complex that has become so big that it's already bigger than corporations at his time. And now, as he said, this conjunction of an immense military establishment and a large arms industry is new in the American experience. The total influence, economic, political, even spiritual. That's what Ike said. We used to be able to talk about stuff like that. Today he'd be denounced as a religious fanatic. They would try to remove him from office like they're doing to Matt Shea. He said spiritual. Get him out of here. Burn him. He's a witch, right? Economic, political, and spiritual. It has gone to the very soul of what this country is about. And, when we look at what has happened today, the defense budget, the Department of Defense in 2020 will have a $718 billion defense budget. Our increases under President Trump, the increases alone have been bigger than the Russian military budget. We have a military budget that is bigger than the rest of the world combined. It employs 1.3 million men and women in duty, active duty, as well as 700,000 civilian employees. Another 800,000 serve in the National Guard and the reserves. See, my concern is that it is, we have gone to the other side of the dilemma, obviously, right? You know, when Eisenhower was saying, look, we got this situation with the Cold War, even though they had the Sputnik that surprised everybody, that they were ahead in the space race. He did not fund that money through the military-industrial complex. Yeah, he boosted NASA, but he didn't run it through the Pentagon. He was very concerned about that, and we saw how the military-industrial complex influenced the Vietnam War for the worse, right? We had battle after battle was won by the American forces there, and yet they were told to abandon that area, and then they would come back and take it again. It was all an exercise by the military-industrial complex. It was a testbed to train the troops, to test the weapons, to sell more weapons, and so forth. It took on a different character even than the Korean War, where we established the idea that we would be the world's policeman. Then we established the idea that we were going to be basically the beta testers and the customers of the military-industrial complex. And that also includes that number there that I'm talking about, the Defense Department, that doesn't include the CIA. It doesn't include the NSA. It doesn't include the police state, military, a surveillance state that has been built up. And that has metastasized to destroy every last bit that remained of the Constitution. You know, as we had the Cold War collapse and everybody was saying, that's it, we got a peace dividend. They never spent the peace dividend, did they? Instead, they started pivoting with 9/11 and other issues. They pivoted into the surveillance state, into the police state. They created a big profit center there with the war on drugs and the war on terror. But don't worry, now they have done the Russian pivot and they're bringing back the Cold War as well. I say these people can never be satisfied, no matter how much money they spend. 19 years in Afghanistan. We've got Obama killing hundreds and hundreds of targeted killings and assassinations without ever asking Congress. Rand Paul is talking about that. We should be concerned about that. We were always concerned about that. I'm concerned about Trump doing that. I never gave Obama a pass. I'm not giving Trump a pass. And we even have Homeland, the TV show, talking about how they had an annual camp with the CIA. Yeah, you should be concerned about that.
I want to talk about Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste because I hadn't tried it except for maybe the last week and a half. And I told Alex, I said, man, this is the best toothpaste I've ever tried. He's like, well, what are you doing just sitting in here telling me? You got to get up there and tell people. And so here I am telling people. Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste is by far the best toothpaste I've ever tried. And I'm 45 years old and I've tried a lot of different toothpaste and it's fluoride free. I think the big difference, the game changer in this is the coral calcium, because after I brush my teeth with this, they feel so clean and the toothpaste that I don't even like rinse out my mouth after I brush my teeth with this. It feels so good. It feels like good things are happening in my mouth. In fact, I find myself brushing my teeth 3 to 4 times a day rather than just twice a day now because I like the way it feels.
InfoWarsLife.com. 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 You go to that URL, it takes you to the subsection of InfoWarsStore.com where you find the 60-plus products where we've gone out and researched what is the best, what gives people the best results. We either private label it or we develop our own with top developers. And folks, I'm telling you, you can see the difference in me, my energy, my focus. I've lost almost 40 pounds in less than 4 months. It's incredible. So do yourself a favor. Try out the products if you've been on the fence. You can't lose. except if you don't take action. Because when you buy the products, you're funding the operation that is always delivering thanks to your support and God's grace and our action. But you need these products. That's the real reason you want to get them, is because they're amazing. And then when you get great results, please tell others about it, word of mouth. That's how we expand in the face of the NWO instead of imploding. We're fighting to win, and we are winning thanks to you.
It's either happened to every person listening, or it's happened to someone you know. Everybody is well aware of the fact that most people that end up getting the flu have taken the flu vaccine right before they get it, and that they get the worst case of the flu of their life. But still, like concentration camp victims, they line up at the different pharmacies and clinics to get the injections. It doesn't matter that studies, mainline government studies in Canada and Europe, show that when you take the flu vaccine, it doubles your chances of getting the flu the next season by lowering your immunity. It goes on and on. Or the fact that the governments have never guessed the next year's mutation, that the flu vaccine has never, ever even worked. But how do you prop up a hoax? You keep the giant hoax going. No wonder we've got one of the worst flu seasons on record happening right now.
Since the beginning, Secret 12 has been one of our most popular formulas. Now we're bringing you an all-new version of your favorite formula to help you reach your energy peak. Ultra 12 from InfoWars Life takes advantage of the most effective and expensive form of B12 available, methylcobalamin, to provide you with twice the B12. Ultra 12 can help make DNA, support the body's energy production, and help produce healthy blood cells while assisting proper nervous system function. Help support your energy levels and take advantage of the superior form of B12 today with Ultra 12.
It's no secret that our daily lives are becoming more stressful. No matter what side of the political spectrum you're on, we're all feeling the strain from rising pressure. That's why we worked hard to create a new formula to support your fight against stress in your hectic day. Chill Force is our solution for a true, healthy, relaxation support formula. As the long-awaited sister formula to Brain Force Plus, this formula includes powerful ingredients and time-tested practices to help fight your stress levels. It's time to take a breather. Get Chill Force today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back as we have today the 59th anniversary of the military-industrial complex warning from President Eisenhower. And, of course, in the original draft, it also talked about the military, industrial, and academic complex, including university research. And we have seen that be a major factor driving the arms race, as well as now this the climate change grants. We're being told that is one of the things that is threatening us even more so than defense. We've had bureaucrats in the military-industrial complex telling us that our greatest threat is not ISIS or terrorists or Russia, it's climate change. And that's coming from the academic side of that. But there's a great deal of propaganda that has kept us in a state of perpetual endless war. We reached a new milestone with the Obama administration, first time a president has been at war for his entire 8 years. Never, ever happened before. Not even with Bush, because he got a late start. You know, they couldn't get 9/11 going soon enough. So he wasn't, you know, he missed a few months. But if you stop and think about it, for all practical purposes, we've now had two administrations, and President Trump will be the third, that are at war the entire time. We have been in Afghanistan now for nearly 20 years. We have all of these people at the Pentagon saying we're never leaving, and we won't. I don't think we're ever going to stop any of these wars until the empire goes belly up. And make no mistake about it, it will. What is keeping us going? Well, the petrodollars. We're hooked on the petrodollars, and we did that under Kissinger. President Kissinger and his secretary, Richard Nixon, got us off the gold standard and put us at the mercy of the Saudis. Now, of course, it has been a useful fiction because they've been able to spend money without having any kind of budget or reconciliation or whatever. And now that both parties have realized that they don't ever have to account or even pretend to have a budget, everybody is just now off to the races. Every Democrat is talking about programs with tens of trillions of dollars. President Trump is saying, yeah, we don't need a budget. Nobody cares anymore, right? Because we got the Saudis. You know, they're going to, you know, protect our currency. They're going to make sure they buy all of these, this paper from the Federal Reserve. No problem at all. Except that the elites are also trying to get rid of the oil economy. So what's that going to do, right? If it doesn't collapse out of its own economic lies, it will collapse because of the collapse of the petro economy. Then we've got Pompeo. You know, we just had released, as reported by American Conservative, earlier today, it would be yesterday, the State Department's Twitter account posted an insulting piece of revisionist propaganda that whitewashes the abuses of the Pahlavi monarchy, that is the Shah, in Iran. Claims that, quote, Iran has a rich history of human rights from the time of Cyrus up until the 1979 revolution. I've said many times, the problem that we have right now in this, with the military-industrial complex trying to push us into a war with Iran, the problem we have is that Americans don't know anything about Iranian history prior to 1979 and the takeover of the U.S. Embassy. The Ayatollahs are crazy, dangerous. How did they get there? We were the ones who put them in power, essentially, with the overthrow of their election in 1953. That was when we put in the monarchy. They had a democratic election, and we overthrew that election because we didn't want the guy that they had elected to change the deal on the oil companies that were there, didn't want him to nationalize the oil industry. And so we removed him in the same way that we've just had a coup in Bolivia because we want to get to the lithium there. Same reason that we are in Afghanistan as well, the lithium that is there, as well as the poppies that they can use for the opium industry. But as I've pointed out many times, we had, before the revolution happened, when I was in college, we had a lot of Iranian students that were in the College of Engineering where I was, and they were holding marches and so forth on campus and complaining about the Shah of Iran and had their faces covered with balaclavas. And so I asked, what is going on? And, it was, why are you wearing a mask? And they said, well, because they have the secret police that are trained by the CIA working for the Shah, the monarch, and they will arrest our family and torture them if they know who we are. And so I was like, oh, well, I didn't hear anything about that. And, of course, you're not going to hear anything about that if you pay attention to the lies coming out of Mike Pompeo's State Department. This guy is one of the most dangerous people in Washington right now. The text in the video says, before the regime, Iran was a place of peace, of joy, of equality, a land of unlimited potential, endless opportunity for every Iranian. And so you have to wonder why they would overthrow their monarchy if it had been so perfect, if it had been such a utopia. No, some of us know what happened with that. But it is very easy for these people to lie to us. They do it even through the media, not just the news, but also through entertainment. This story from Hollywood Reporter, picked up by Drudge. Homeland, dramatization. We just had Mandy Patinkin. I was talking about that. You know, well, Trump is insulting the intelligence community. Just like we had the star of Jack Ryan talking about how the CIA is the most vital industry that we have, and we shouldn't be criticizing them. So now these actors have become completely captive to these agencies for which they have become willing propagandists. They said, it's amazing, said the Hollywood Reporter, it's amazing how this program has predicted everything from terrorist attacks to the Russian election hacks. Gee, I wonder how that could be. How could they be so smart? Well, it turns out that they were having clandestine meetings with the intelligence community. part of a yearly writers and cast symposium in D.C. that they affectionately called Spy Camp. And so they're going every year. They're going to these secret meetings with the intelligence community, and the intelligence community is telling them, you know what? The Russians are going to hack the election. We know who hacked it. We know who set this whole story up. The story that we've been told, that we've been dumped on us through the media for the last 3 years, almost 4 years now, was an invention of the intelligence community. The same people who are feeding fictional stories to Homeland. How did they know this was going to happen? You know, they got a crystal ball? Are they involved in divination? No, they're the ones making it happen. Whether you're talking about the so-called hacks to terrorist attacks and so forth, they're the people who are funding ISIS, training ISIS. Yeah, how do they know this stuff is happening? Well, they called it the Homeland Effect. Oh, gee. Yeah, the Homeland Effect. Absolutely amazing. This is the way they deceive us. This is, like we said, you know, the way the alcohol prohibition has metastasized and this horrible UN war on drugs. We've seen the same thing happen with the military-industrial complex over the last 60 years. It's metastasized into this, where they control the media, they control our entertainment, they lie to us, they brag about it. Mike Pompeo, you know, this guy who puts himself out as a Christian, and he is supporting war everywhere, laughing about the fact that he lies, he cheats, he steals. People applauding him for that. And then he sells himself as a Christian. Not in my book. I've got a different book than he does, evidently. Folks, if you want to support us, we have a new way to do that, as a matter of fact. We've had a lot of people since I've been here who have asked us if they could simply donate. They don't necessarily need to buy a product right now. Can I just send you money? And, of course, everything that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com is our budget. That is our budget. That pays for this program, for the entire InfoWars crew. Now, you can donate directly. We've had a lot of people ask us about that, so we put that on InfoWarsStore.com. You can open up the donation option, select a preset amount, or just enter a custom amount. And so you can directly contribute to us, just as many media organizations and individual broadcasters are essentially funded by the donation model. You know, we're kind of capitalists here, so we like to give you products and make it a win-win situation. But if you prefer just to send us money, we now have made that available for people. And you can find that at InfoWarsStore.com. Also, we have some new specials. We do have the InfoWars Life Select Storable Food. That is now up to 50% off while supplies last. We also have AlexaPure Pro, the Gravity Feed Water Filtration System, 30% off. AlexaPure Breeze, the air filtration system to keep the air in your home clean. That is also 30% off. Those are big dollar savings. So you can get clean food, clean air, clean water. Very important. Actually, I got a story about that when we come back. Stay with us.
I've got to really hand it to the listeners and viewers of InfoWars. Your support and your help in rebooting Americana as a challenge to the globalist system of corporate tyranny has really caught hold, not just here in the U.S., but worldwide. And President Trump's fearlessness when it comes to promoting Americana and basic liberty is amazing as well. He's still lacking on the big tech censorship, taking action against that and some other areas, but trying to end the wars, boosting our economy, speaking out against communist China. Trump's been doing an amazing job. But now more than ever, we really have to realize that we're being targeted because we are effective. And the globalists are beginning to lose their war against humanity in a big way. And so we're going to see some major fireworks out of them. But it's critical to not let ourselves get down when we see all the poison they spray at us. That's an attempt to demoralize us. We've got to remember that and stay focused and stay happy. If you understand why the globalists, why the servants of Satan hate InfoWars, it's because we're awake, we're alive, we're passionate, and we're not giving up. That's why it's critical for those of us that are aware of the New World Order's plans to not get down when they attack us and they persecute us and they lie about us. That's what we should expect because we are hurting these scumbags. The globalists have literally sold their soul to the dark side, and they do what they do because they're slaves, because they are eternally driven to try to suppress and dominate and destroy the innocent. It is up to us who are awake, not the sheep and not the wolves, but the sheepdogs, to stand firm and resist these wicked tyrants. They fear the fact that we are awake. They fear the fact that we are alive. They fear the fact that we love God. And that's all we ever have to know, is that God is in charge.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, we have a special going on right now for the water filter system from Alexa Pure Pro. Water filters are one of the first things we sold here at InfoWars. We were mocked. Oh, you guys are paranoid and so forth. Well, that was way before we had Flint, Michigan, and many other things that came out about glyphosates. You know, if you're on city water, are you concerned about fluoride in the water? Well, you ought to be. Because, and I've said this many times, even if you think it is completely safe, and it's good, it's medication, you know, you should, fluoride, they tell us, is going to help your teeth, so drink it. Don't just, you know, put it in your mouth and swish it around. You should swallow that as well. And I ask, well, if we're going to have a medical treatment, what other medical treatment do we dump in the water and not control the dosage? Are you going to get too little of it? Are you going to overdose on it? Well, you can't really control the dosage if you just dump it in the water. I mean, what kind of a medical treatment is that? And then, of course, you have the incompetence of the municipalities when they run the water system. There's an article from RT talking about chemicals in tap water are causing thousands of cancer deaths across Europe. This is not fluoride. This is the chlorine. Because as they use the chlorine to disinfect and clean the drinking water, it breaks down into chemicals that they call THMs in the drinking water. It's all perfectly legal. But even though it's legal, these THMs each year, they say, are causing more than 6,500 cases of bladder cancer, about 5% of all the cases in Europe. Just a byproduct of the disinfectants used to clean the water. When we look at what's going on in Flint, Michigan, for example, they were warned by various people. A lot of people complained about it. You could actually see how dirty the water was. And did they do anything about it? No, they ignored it. At the EPA, at Obama's EPA, they ignored it at the state and local level. Eventually, it got really bad because, you know, children drinking lead, they could see the decline in their mental capacity. And so they eventually sent a lot of money to clean up the water supply because the lead had gotten in there because they had an infrastructure that they weren't maintaining, just like they don't maintain the roads or the bridges. They weren't maintaining the water pipes. So they gave them $390 million to fix and to clean the water supply. What did they do with it? Well, in Flint, Michigan, a full third of it went to other things. As a matter of fact, as much has gone to economic and social development, these other programs, as went to cleaning up the water supply as they look at this. So they used it to pay off their friends. They didn't make it a priority, even after people pointed it out to them. They weren't concerned about doing anything proactively. They were very, very, very slow to react to it. And even after they got a lot of money, they said that they spent $129 million on economic development and quote-unquote social development, nearly as much as the $144 million spent to make the drinking water safer. That's your government at work. That's your government at work. As a matter of fact, when we look at the hormones in the water, you know, that was another thing that they trolled us for. And yet, a study that came out in October said that testosterone levels, this is from the Sexual Medicine Society of North America, they looked at the testosterone level of men, 4,000 men between the ages of 15 and 39 over 20 years, 1999 to 2019. And they found that that had dropped by 25% over two decades because of hormone alterers that have been put into our food supply and water supply. Sperm count, of course, is down by over 60%, but nothing to see here. Just move along.
I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that without you, we won't be on the air. And I spend a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern Paul Revere's. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalist this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody that stands for justice and freedom and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today.
Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Let's talk about the Second Amendment and where it is being attacked in Virginia. Earlier today, I talked about the 100th anniversary of alcohol prohibition. I talked about the 60th anniversary, actually 59 years, of the military-industrial complex. You know, we have both of those things really coming into play with the progressive elite, the Democrats, who have been elected in Virginia, have control of the government there. They have their own program of prohibition. They want to now go into gun prohibition. Because, you know, alcohol prohibition and the war on drugs worked out so well for us. And they'd like to have a civil war because, you know, the military-industrial complex and our eternal wars abroad have worked out so well for us. Let's bring it home. Let's bring it home. Let's do both of those things here. And they want to do them in Virginia. We have, as some people have pointed out, we're expecting probably 50 to 60,000 people plus. Where they're normally just having a few thousand people, said the owner of Liberty Sport and Pawn there in Virginia. They just had this last Monday, thousands of people show up to protest and to redress their grievances as protected under the First Amendment about the proposals by the Democrats to take away people's rights to keep and bear arms and to defend themselves. Being a gun shop owner, these new filed laws will affect us greatly, possibly even put us out of business with all the other gun shop owners in Virginia, said one individual. So our concern grew from that and just word of mouth, people coming into the store. We had a lot of people wanting to go with us, so we started organizing a meeting. Another person said, folks coming to lobby for the Second Amendment, they're just law-abiding citizens, and they want their right to keep and bear arms, said a spokesperson for the Virginia Republican Party, John March. He said that the Democrat governor declaring a state of emergency for Monday's rally is going too far. There is no need for a state of emergency. It makes an enemy out of people that weren't enemies. And, of course, that's because they seek to make felons out of people who have committed no crime. The felons, if they pass these laws and start enforcing them, the felons will be people who pass the laws in violation of their oath to the Constitution. Like I said, when I was talking about the 100th anniversary of the of alcohol prohibition, the passing of the 18th Amendment, it went into effect January 17th, 1920. At least the progressive elite at the time had enough respect for the law that they would pass a constitutional amendment. No such respect for the law anymore. All these Democrats have programs to give what they want their voters to have and to take away what they don't want you to have, whether it's property or freedoms. And they don't care what the Constitution says. They don't care what the laws say. They will just do what they wish. Elizabeth Warren, I will tell you what homes you can have and where you can build them, says Andrew Yang. And I will give all these students $50,000 against their student loans. And I don't even need Congress, let alone the Constitution. I can do whatever I want. Kamala Harris is going to start outlawing guns within the first 100 days. Congress, you get rid of the Second Amendment. If you don't, I'm just going to start filing executive orders and we're going to go to civil war here, said Kamala Harris. And I read that executive order to you yesterday prohibiting not only the legal open carry of guns, but also the possession of things like toy guns and baseballs and softballs. These people are not leaving anything to chance. You want to talk about people who are paranoid conspiracy theorists? Look at the Democrats. They're also authoritarian, totalitarian, and tyrannical wannabes here. There is an appeal filed to fight this executive order as the governor and as the media has labeled the Virginia Citizens Defense League and the Gun Owners of America. They have implied that anybody who wants to come to this rally is a dangerous domestic terrorist and white supremacist, too. Did I mention that? Oh, and I think you're racist as well because you want to have guns. As I said yesterday, I've been to a lot of events with InfoWars, and the most peaceful ones I had where there was no violence, no threat of violence, nobody running up and hitting people from behind with clubs like Antifa likes to do. The only time that's never happened is when we had people showing up to support the Second Amendment and doing legal open carry. Because, you know, an armed society is a polite society. And an armed protest is a polite protest. And these radicals on the left respect your guns when you show up with them. And the people that I've always seen at these things, they have never had that. So we've had, in response to that, they have filed, an appeal has been filed against a judge's order that upheld Northam's weapons ban at the pro-gun rally in Richmond. So they filed an injunction. The judge upheld the executive order, and now an appeal has been filed for that. Because, look, folks, the way this works, you know, they have shut down the roads around the Capitol. And we have seen this at all of the Republican and Democrat nominating conventions for the last several decades. What they do is they prohibit anybody from exercising their free speech at the convention. They tell you, oh, we support the First Amendment, and we have provided a designated area for you to go exercise your free speech. And so you can go a half a mile away, and you can go stand in a cage, and you can use their government-provided microphone, and you're free to say anything you want to in that cage. It's the same thing we saw at the Bundy protest. You had the Bureau of Land Management out in the middle of nowhere, the middle of nowhere. I mean, nobody was out there. That down the road several miles is where the protest was. And so then in another area, they put up a temporary fence and they had a print shop, professionally print signs that said First Amendment area. And even the governor of Nevada said, this is outrageous that you're going to tell people out in the in the middle of nowhere, you got to go stand in this little corral to say anything. And somebody wrote a handwritten sign and said, the First Amendment is not an area. Well, that's what the governor of Virginia is trying to do. He's trying to make the First Amendment into an area. Get away from the Capitol. You can't get anywhere close to the Capitol because we don't want to see or hear the people who have come here to redress their grievances under the First Amendment. They don't care about the First Amendment any more than they care about the Second Amendment. And the question is, and everybody should ask themselves this question. I mean, where does this all end? How far do we have to go down the road of just ignoring the Constitution and the rule of law? Florida carry has now won a lawsuit against Broward County's illegal gun laws. Broward County, you remember that? That's where they had the shooting there. You had the coward of Broward And you had Sheriff Israel, who is now out of office. Well, Broward County ignored repeated attempts since 2011 by Florida Kerry to gain its compliance with state law. Left us with no choice but to file this case, said Florida Kerry Executive Director Sean Carana. Let this case serve as proof that when local officials refuse to stop breaking the law in order to deny the rights of Floridians, Florida Kerry will act to demand that people's rights be protected. Since 1987, the Florida legislature has preempted firearms law and issued statewide licenses to carry for self-defense. And the cowards of Broward said, no, 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 we're not going to recognize that. We're going to treat you as if you don't have a permit. Isn't it interesting that all of these, how much violence we have in places where they refuse to acknowledge your right to defend yourself? And then this question, will Washington gun owners mobilize like Virginia gun owners? 2 days ago, I talked to Matt Shea, who they have, you know, because he supports the Second Amendment, because he supports individual liberty, the Democrats there, just like they're coming after President Trump, they've denied him the right to have witnesses. They've labeled him in the press as a domestic terrorist because he supports liberty, and they're trying to expel him just like they're trying to expel President Trump without due process, without witnesses. We'll be right back with Richard Proctor. Stay with us.
InfoWarsStore.com. We have a new product, and we got several thousand of these in, and they're going to sell out in a few days at the rate we're selling them. I want to thank the listeners for getting it, but this really is a game-changing toothpaste, and it doesn't compete with Super Blue that's fortified with colloidal silver and iodine and fluoride-free, the adult or the children's. These are both excellent toothpaste, concentrates that don't have fillers. People love it. This is a whitening toothpaste that also has the above sea coral calcium that also cleans but also remineralizes the teeth. Then it has the patented silver sol, silver in it to knock out the bacteria that cause gingivitis. This is all proven. You can make claims with this. But I have to tell you, no one has a toothpaste this good for knocking out the bacteria, the viruses, and cleaning the teeth in a healthy way that doesn't strip away the enamel. So we're really proud of it. It funds the operation, InfoWarsStore.com. And that's why we're still on air, thanks to you.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You want to break some globalist ribs. You want to crush some skulls politically. You want to drive ice picks through their eyeballs spiritually. There's nowhere you can spend money. There's nowhere you can place your bet in a fight where it's going to have more power per dollar. Your bang for your buck here gets you great products at great prices that literally fund the system where the spirit of resistance lives to drive it home to the enemy. And so it's very simple. If you don't want to be slaves and you want to see the fight taken to the enemy, which God wants to see, you see, we have to make the effort 110%. God will finish the move. And I know I need to stay in the fight, in the attack, attack, attack. I want to go after the globalists. And just believe me, ladies and gentlemen, that if you want somebody to commit to you and your family to fight for all of our futures together, you've got to guarantee you keep me in the game. I'm going to bust my ass with everything I got for us, for myself, my family, for your family, because we're in this together. InfoWarsStore.com.
With the daily wear and tear of the environment on our skin, it's only natural that it starts to crack and take damage. Wind, heat, water, and age are telltale signs that it's time to start taking care of your skin. With the InfoWars Super Silver Cream, you can keep your skin feeling silky smooth and begin to heal the damages of the world around you. Created with ingredients like coconut oil,
vitamin E, and the incredible Silver Sol formula, InfoWars Silver Cream works triple duty, supporting the beautifying and protecting of the skin in a fast, non-greasy formula. Small and easily stored, it can support dry and damaged skin to reduce fine lines and wrinkles, while smoothing and softening calluses. With none of the harmful ingredients found in other formulas, you can be sure this Silver Cream is hard at work, promoting the healing of your skin. Don't miss out on the new Silver Sol powered can't miss formula. Get the InfoWars Super Silver Cream today.
You're listening to the David Knight Show.
Joining us now is Richard Proctor. We have him on every couple of weeks to talk about the Constitution because, you know, it is important. And it's very important that it has been ignored. We have the 100th anniversary of alcohol prohibition went into effect January the 17th, 1920, 100 years ago. It was so successful that we now have the Democrats looking to prohibit everything, but they don't care about doing it legally and constitutionally. They don't care about having a constitutional amendment. They're just going to do it by executive order, fiat. This is what we see everywhere. And you can get a good taste of that as to what's happening in Virginia. Regardless of the fact that we have a Second Amendment, regardless of the fact that all these people who are state legislators, as well as the Virginia governor, have all, as part of their oath of office, they have sworn to follow the Constitution as soon as they got power. They have put out a full slate of bills to refute every aspect of the Second Amendment. They want to ban shooting ranges. They want to have universal background checks. They want to have background checks for private sales. They want to be able to ban guns in public spaces. They want red flag gun laws. And as people push back and say, we want to redress our grievances with you. We want to show you that there are a lot of us out here who don't want to do that. You've got more than, I don't know what the count is now, but it was way up in the mid-90s, the number of municipalities and counties throughout Virginia that said, we are going to make this a Second Amendment sanctuary here. That wasn't enough to deter the Democrats, the gun-grabbing Democrats. So they said, all right, we'll just have a legislative meeting here where we will show up. And they've been doing this. The Virginia Citizens Defense League has been doing this since 2003. They've had what they call their lobby day and rally every year, and they've never had an incident. And yet this year we've had now Governor Northam, after these Democrats said, well, if these people in these sanctuary cities don't want to give up their guns when we make them out, when we outlaw them, then we'll send in the National Guard. And if you want to come here and lobby us, then we will declare a state of emergency and we'll arrest anybody who shows up here carrying a softball or a baseball or a toy gun or a real gun where it is still legal to open carry. So joining us now is Richard Proctor to talk about the sorry state of events of our Constitution and the current state of our prohibitionists. Thank you for joining us, Richard.
Yes, yes, yes. Just on those comments you just made, when you're just talking about the people couldn't have their guns anywhere, it's called confiscation of guns. It could be called confiscation of your right to carry. Confiscation. Right. Remember what happened in Concord? And they had guns and ammunition stored in Concord. And so
they had
the
cannons.
Legal government went to take it away and the Revolutionary War began.
They had cannons.
Oh, yes. Yes.
They had cannons. Yes, the come and take it flag here in Texas was when Santa Anna came. Put up the flag there. And the people of that town, they put up the flag, a white flag with a black cannon on it. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. No, this concept of government confiscation of guns, and the laws are really a confiscation act. They don't take them away. They just make it illegal to have them. You see, so that's the same as a confiscation.
That's
right. Confiscations cause revolutions, and they're aiming at it. I almost think they want it.
Oh, yeah, I really do. I agree with you. I think that the Democrats want to trigger a civil war. And I talked about that today because, you know, we have the 100th anniversary of alcohol prohibition, and we have the 59th anniversary of the military-industrial complex speech that Eisenhower gave. And I said, you know, I think they've enjoyed their unending foreign wars so much that they want to have a civil war here, and they can do it with prohibition.
Yes. Well, here you've got a statement made by one of these Democrats. The public made guns laws clear by voting for us. The public made it clear they wanted gun laws because they voted for Democrats. That's what he said.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've had people in Virginia contact me, one individual in particular, pointing out that well over 30, I forget the exact number, of the state races were not even contested by Republicans. You know, the GOP didn't just let the Democrats walk right in without even contesting the election. And nobody in any third party did it either, because they made it so difficult for third parties to even get on the ballot.
Oh, yes. It's like licenses to try to do something. The people in power make it absolutely impossible, or as close to that as they can, for anybody else to get there.
That's right.
It's terrible what's going on. Government by the people is what's going on, right? Yeah. Yeah, we're being stole from. There's over 100 counties that are saying that they are sanctuary counties for the First Amendment. And the Second Amendment now. And some of these people are actually in their counties are, I don't want to finish that sentence. Anyway, guys, 100 people, 100 counties in Virginia. That's 100, over 100. Say, you guys can't do this to us. Yes, we can. We'll send in the National Guard if you won't do it. These things are all fomenting violence. There's nothing peaceful about it.
That's right. You know, Richard, one of the stories I covered yesterday, we have some West Virginia legislators put together a resolution inviting any of these counties or municipalities in Virginia that don't like these gun laws. They said, hey, you know, you can always secede, and we will let you join us in West Virginia, because West Virginia already seceded from Virginia once. And they said, any of you guys can come over and join us. I said, they ought to all do that and just leave that little enclave of the Washington suburbs to the Democrats and to Ralph Northam.
Yeah, that's what Colorado's trying to do, too. The rural people in Colorado are trying to secede from Colorado. And the northern people in California are trying to secede from California.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I believe in the right of self-determination, because that's what this country was founded on. So I certainly support that. And you know what? We're going to have this type of thing happen. We could have secession. That would be one of the things that they would do, perhaps, to try to start a war. But again, you know, if the neighboring state invites them in, I think they ought to be pretty serious about that. I don't think that's really should be a joke. I think that ought to be something I ought to rationally consider to open that up and to essentially, teach a lesson to the Virginia government there. Because even though West Virginia is controlled by Democrats, it's you know, Manchin, who was the governor there, and he is now a senator there, you know, he couldn't get elected if he didn't support the Second Amendment. So they do support the Second Amendment pretty strongly there in rural West Virginia.
Yeah, and you know, but they change. The Democrats will change. The Democrats want power. They will change to based and pass the laws. Even so. Because I have a paper here, a six-page paper written about the Second Amendment, specifically talking about how it came about, what happened, what's going on, what's occurred, what's the purpose. And it goes back six pages talking about the history in Greece and Rome, talking about gun laws, gun confiscation, those kinds of things, right to bear arms, all of those kinds of things. Been with us for the history of the world, these problems.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, let's talk about that when we come back. We've got to take a quick break here.
Yes.
And then when we come back, give us a little bit of an insight as to why the founders of this country understood how important that is, and why the people who fought and won their independence here in Texas did as well. Because, you know, Santa Anna, when he had a reputation for being a tyrant, and virtually every province of Mexico declared that they wanted to be independent, the only ones who won were the people here in Texas, because they had weapons to fight for their freedom.
Hey, you there. We have a problem. You see, there is a baby. The mother of this baby is not sure she's ready. The father of this baby doesn't want to settle down. The mother starts to have regrets. The father considers leaving town. But a friend says, there's a solution. She says to have an abortion. The mother decides to look into it. The clinic assures her it's safe. She's made her decision. She's going to have an abortion. The problem is that baby is you.
Join me, Owen Schroyer, at the March for Life, Friday, January 24th, in Washington, D.C., noon, at the National Mall. I'll see you there. It's time to stand up for the unborn. It's time to speak out for the voiceless.
Knock on wood, I am not tempting fate. But everybody around the office, especially folks that have worked there a long time, have noticed that I really don't ever get sick. Now, again, I might get sick tomorrow because I just made that statement. I'm not tempting fate. I'll say that again because I am superstitious when it comes down to that. I'm very thankful to the good Lord for the Constitution I've been given. But up until about 8-9 years ago when I started taking X2 and the products InfoWars Life, I still got sick every couple of years. And, you know, I still get sore throats from allergies and pollen and things like that. But now that I religiously take the products at InfoWars Life, one of the highest quality supplements you're going to find out there, I just never get a fever anymore. It's probably been 3-4 years since I've had a fever. It's just crazy. So I chalk it up to genetics and the great products.
I would thank you for everything you've done for the InfoWar, but I know you're like me. You don't want my thanks. You want victory over the globalists and these devil-worshipping child molesters, and you want them off your back and off your children's back. And you know what? I'm the same way, and that's why we're on the same damn team. And it's why InfoWars has been delivering time and time again when it's clutch time to focus the people on taking action against the globalists, because I'm committed to a future for humanity, and I know you are as well. So thank you in 2019. For standing with us, because you are the InfoWar, and I want to thank you for committing to stand with us in 2020 however you can. From the bottom of my heart, from my family, and from the great crew at InfoWars, I want to thank you all, because you are the InfoWar, and you know that's not just words, that's reality. You have made history. We have made history together. InfoWars.com only has power because of you, and I suggest you use it. I love watching David Knight in the morning. I love tuning in to Owen Schroyer. I love all the other shows we do here. But I'll be honest with you. We run during the breaks a lot of news reports because I'm sick of hearing the ads. So you think you don't want to hear an ad? I don't want to hear an ad. But here's the bottom line. We're barely paying the bills here. And I want to expand the face of the globalists, not contract. I don't want them to win. So listen, you've got this guarantee from me. We sell enough product, we'll have less ads and less plugs. And we'll expand and really give the globals run for their money. But we've got products you already really need, like DNA Force Plus, X2. These will change your life. Go check out the turmeric products. Check out the water filtration, air filtration. Check it all out. Whatever you do, take action and know. Be part of the second American Revolution. Be part of crushing the globalist. And get great products at the same time. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the supplements. Take action now and fund the InfoWar for your own future.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Liberty, it's your move. And now, The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking to Richard Proctor. He's going to give us a background as to why the founders of this country knew that it was important for the citizens to be able to be armed, to be able to defend themselves. It goes back for quite some time. As a matter of fact, you know, tyrants have always feared an armed citizenry. And Richard really knows what he's talking about. He's written a couple of books on the Constitution. He has a kid's book, A Constitution If You Can Keep It. Even has a homeschooling version of that. Take a look at that. He also has basically a full commentary on the Constitution, what it means, how we got it, saving the Constitution. You can find both of those at bathroomeconomics.com because he also has some books on economics as well. But give us a little bit of background, Richard, about why did the founders think that it was important for us to have firearms? Because we don't ever have anybody talking about that anymore. Instead, they just say, well, you know, we got to do safety now. And so in order to keep you safe, we're going to start putting restrictions that are not constitutional on your right to keep and bear arms.
Exactly. First, a thought, just for the beginning. Second Amendment. The Second Amendment is the only amendment that is really mentioned in the Constitution itself. That's Article 1, Section 8, Paragraphs 15 and 16. They speak of the Second Amendment, and they speak of the militia and the right to bear arms for the militia. So the Second Amendment is the only one that has a firm root in the Constitution itself. All the rest of them have a root more in the Declaration of Independence. The Second Amendment is a guarantor of not only the rest of the Bill of Rights, but the Constitution itself.
And I think it also bears pointing out, I think, that they wanted to have the Second Amendment. Madison said, I want to shut down, the people who were concerned about consolidation of power. Said we need to be a little bit more explicit about this, right? And so they wanted to make sure that even though they'd established the idea of the militia, they wanted to make sure that they put something even more explicit in there about how it was the right of the people, right?
Yes, that's exactly right. They put it in the Constitution, and then they became more detailed, more explicit.
Mm-hmm.
You mm-hmm. guys have a right to have it. You've got to have them. You've got to have them to protect yourself against a standing army. That's what they're talking about.
Exactly. Maybe like the National Guard that might try to come and take away your guns, as the Democrat leaders in Virginia have proposed.
That's what's wrong. People say the militia and the National Guard are pretty much the same thing. Absolutely not.
No.
The militia is people who have guns in their possession, in their homes, okay? Not something that they're going to go get there from an armory that the National Guard has the key to.
That's right. Yeomanry, the common citizens, males, they understood that to be males, right, from about the age of 16 to 60 or something like that?
1828 dictionary goes into the fact that that the militia are all able-bodied men. I define that as able-bodied persons, people, women, I don't care, able-bodied youth, people who can do something and help secure our freedoms, to all be a part of it.
That's right.
But they're armed by the government. The very people who are trying to take away our guns are the very people who are supposed to be buying them for us and handing them to us.
Yes, and training us. Yeah, exactly. Facilitating the training and the ownership of the firearms, so that we can have a broad distribution of means of defense. So it's not we don't have mercenaries who are could basically become tyrants. And we can see this really applied far better now in Switzerland today than it is in the United States.
You see, now here's a comment made by Richard Henry Lee, who is one of the signers of the Declaration of Independence. He says specifically, to preserve liberty, it is essential that the whole body of the people always possess arms and be taught alike, especially when young, how to use them. And well-regulated militias defined in the language of that day as people who knew how to aim and shoot and hit what they were aiming at. We're talking about people, they believed in this. They believed in guns. Everybody should have one, not just to hunt so they could have food, but also to protect themselves from any force that was trying to hurt them, i.e. Indians, criminals, anybody.
Foreign or domestic, any foreign army.
Domestic, anything.
Yeah.
The goal was to have guns to protect themselves. That's what the Second Amendment was for, to say in actual specific language that let's just read the Second Amendment. I mean, let's just read it. It's easy to read. It's not tough. And if we just read the thing, we can see exactly what they want. It starts right out with saying a well-regulated militia, which means all the people, so they can shoot, have been taught, being necessary. They are necessary to have a free state. And that doesn't mean a free state just the United States against England. That means a free state, Virginia, Washington, Washington State, Colorado, That means Utah. That means Idaho. That means Ohio. All of the states.
The states that had created the federal government, yeah.
Yes, that's right. It's necessary for them to have security, to have a militia. Now, why would the founders say that if they were just going to have them for hunting? No, no. It's necessary to keep the tyrants under control. The fear of people having guns is what keeps government under control. So the government that wants to control you takes away your weapons so they don't have to be afraid anymore. And that's what's going on. Then the next part.
And, you know, when they talk about the free state, Richard, you know, they were, again, these people who put forward the anti-federalists, who put forward the Bill of Rights, very concerned that power would be consolidated in this newly created political structure that had been created by the states. And so that's why they would put in there the free state.
Exactly. State means state. It doesn't mean the United States. It doesn't mean Britain. It doesn't mean Russia. It doesn't mean Germany. State means also, it means those things, but it also means states of this union. All 50 of them are states. And
that's
the
right.
Security of those 50 states is based on having a well-regulated militia. Then it goes on to say the right of the people, the common people, to have guns and munition shall not ever be taken away, shall not be hurt, shall not be touched, shall not be anything. And then in the Constitution itself, in Article 16, it says, and this militia is supposed to be armed by the federal government, so they'll have up-to-date current weapons. And that means planes, cannons, artillery, tanks, everything. They should have everything. It's all to be provided by the federal government. That's what the Constitution says. Now, the federal government's not going to provide it today. Well, they're going to take it away. So we have to have means to finance the states so that they can buy their own, so they can have their own items. I mean, we've got to have a well-regulated, well-armed militia.
You know, it's very important what you just said about the definition of the militia and talking about how, you know, the federal government's responsibility in the main body of the Constitution was to help that militia to equip and to train it. And that isn't brought up by the supporters even today of the Second Amendment. They look at the Second Amendment, but they don't read the Constitution, and so they don't talk about that.
That's
and
right.
you let these people like McChrystal and others go on and say, well, you know, you can't have an AR-15 because that's a military weapon. It's like, read the Constitution, read, you know, the body of the Constitution, in addition to the Second Amendment, and even the defenders of the Second Amendment aren't defending the idea that it is a military weapon. And if we go back and we look at the first time the Supreme Court started to infringe on our Second Amendment rights, in the Miller case, they were saying that this sawed-off shotgun is not going to be allowed because it's not a military weapon. Well, you know, that was somebody who'd used a sawed-off shotgun to rob a bank. The guy was dead, but that was a lie, and the Supreme Court knew it, and they continued to with that case even after the guy died. But they used sawed-off shotguns during World War One and trench warfare, and even going back to cavalry charges and the Civil War. It was so effective when the Americans started using sawed-off shotguns that the Germans filed a complaint. Said, it's not fair. It's too much of a weapon. They knew that they were using sawed-off shotguns. We'll be right back with Richard Proctor. Stay with us.
It's either happened to every person listening or it's happened to someone you know. Everybody is well aware of the fact that most people that end up getting the flu have taken the flu vaccine right before they get it, and they get the worst case of the flu of their life. But still, like concentration camp victims, they line up at the different pharmacies and clinics to get the injections. It doesn't matter that studies, mainline government studies in Canada and Europe show that when you take the flu vaccine, it doubles your chances of getting the flu the next season by lowering your immunity. It goes on and on. Or the fact that the governments have never guessed the next year's mutation, that the flu vaccine has never, ever even worked. But how do you prop up a hoax? You keep the giant hoax going. No wonder we've got one of the worst flu seasons on record happening right now. The globalists know that I will never willingly give up. I've said it many times, I will never give in. I will never give up, but I could give out.
And it's very, very frustrating to see them committing all their crimes against humanity, to see evil running rampant like this, and to know that most Americans have already been silenced in cyberspace, that most Americans have already been shadow banned by big tech, and to know that most Americans feel powerless and don't realize how much power they have by spreading the word about NewsWars.com, InfoWars.com, and Band.video, and that people are hungry for the truth now more than ever, and that if you tell people, hey, the banned truth they don't want you to have is at InfoWars.com/show and Band.video. So take heart, folks. They've had to censor everybody and shut everybody down because the truth is powerful and they can't beat us fair and square.
I want to talk about Super Silver whitening toothpaste because I hadn't tried it except for maybe the last week and a half. And I told Alex, I said, man, this is the best toothpaste I've ever tried. He's like, well, what are you doing just sitting in here telling me? You got to get up there and tell people. And so here I am telling people Super Silver whitening toothpaste is by far the best toothpaste I've ever tried. And I'm 45 years old and I've tried a lot of different toothpaste and it's fluoride free. I think the big difference, the game changer in this is the coral calcium, because after I brush my teeth with this, they feel so clean, and the toothpaste, that I don't even like rinse out my mouth after I brush my teeth with this. It feels so good. It feels like good things are happening in my mouth. In fact, I find myself brushing my teeth 3 to 4 times a day rather than just twice a day now because I like the way it feels.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking to Richard Proctor about the Constitution, specifically about the Second Amendment, about the history of why the founders understood this to be so important. I think it's very important, Richard, you were talking about Article 1, Section 8, Clause 15, which says, among other things, that Congress, that the federal government will help to provide for organizing, arming, disciplining the militia and so forth. This has always been done by the state governments. But now they were going to have the federal government as part of the common defense, of course. They would help to organize, arm, discipline. That's what's meant when they talk about well-regulated militia in the Second Amendment. They don't mean that it's got lots of rules about gun ownership like the Democrats want to do. No, well-regulated meant that they were organized, armed, disciplined, and that type of thing, right? Richard?
Are you there? People don't realize, but the standing army of the United States Army is unconstitutional. It is not provided for. There's no constitutional authority for United States Army. Okay? The United States Army is supposed to, the defense of the United States is supposed to be the state militias. That's supposed to be the army for defense of this country, not the United States Army. It's unconstitutional.
And I think that was part of what Eisenhower was talking about 59 years ago. In 1961, January the 17th, when he's worried about the military-industrial complex, you know, the idea that we have a continuing standing army.
Yes.
He has, you know, he was born in the early 20th century. He was, you know, he was actually born in the late 1800s, I guess, because he was about 70 years old at that point in time. Mm-hmm. So, you know, he had graduated in the early 20th century from West Point. He'd been in the military all of his life. He knew that a standing military was had never been a part of America, but it now had become a part during the Cold War.
Yes, and that's the problem is that we in our minds, our own minds, feel that the United States Army defends us from tyranny, and we've replaced it. The real force is supposed to be the militia. That's why the Congress is supposed to arm it, because it's supposed to be the standing army of the country is supposed to be the militias in the states, not a organized thing, U.S. Army. That's unconstitutional. We've had our whole ideas perverted from what the original document means and what it meant. Well, that's why people don't know about it, because it's been perverted. The whole thing, we've got to base ourselves, we go back to the Constitution itself, our whole society would change because we've been changed and adulterated by what people have done to this Constitution, which was written as a contract in 1788, ratified, and it's never been altered. Therefore, that is the contract. We don't have another contract. That's it.
That's right. And if these people who get their authority by swearing to uphold that contract, then, you know, defy it, and then they don't have any authority. And that's the important thing. A piece of paper, a contract is not self-enforcing. And that's one of the reasons why we have the Second Amendment.
Exactly.
That is what's become so dangerous. And because of our ignorance, you're talking about it's not just the Second Amendment and the whole idea of how we defend this country that has become perverted and inverted, but it's everything we do. Just the idea that the FDA exists and that it can tell us that all of our medicine is prohibited unless expressly permitted by the government is a complete inversion of what the Constitution says.
That's right. All these things are unconstitutional, all of them. And, you know, every government official in every state and every federal government official, state senators, representatives, judges, executive, all those people, all of them are required to be bound by oath to support the Constitution, every one of them. And they don't even read it. They don't have any idea what it says. Our whole society is upside down because we will not follow the basic foundation of our country, the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution.
And that's why I like to get you on, because you immediately take it back to Article 1, Section 8, Clause 15.
Yes.
Because even the defenders of the Second Amendment don't go back there to defend it against all these people who say, you shouldn't have a military weapon. You shouldn't have an AR-15. Look at how fast these bullets fly. We've been lectured by McChrystal. These are military weapons. It's like, yeah, exactly. That's exactly what we should be equipped, provided with, and trained in that. You know, you go back to talking about the history of weapons and the militia and so forth. Going back into English history, in the 1500s, they were concerned that, you know, they put laws in there to require the yeomanry, the people that make up the militia, they required them to practice on a weekly basis, and they were starting to actually prohibit people playing games because they thought that some of these games were interfering with them practicing. These guys would practice so much. When I took my family to England, we had a demonstration. The guy was saying, you know, he was showing us the longbow and shooting some arrows with it. And he said they would practice so much that we can find the skeletons of these guys at the time. And their left arm that was holding the force there had a lot bigger bones than their right arm did because they were forced to practice so much with a longbow.
Yeah, and even today, let's go to Switzerland today. They're required. Everybody has guns. They're not having a problem with their freedoms. Everybody has guns in Switzerland, and they're required to be a part of the standing army. They call their standing army of the people. Everybody's a part of it. Everybody, not just one or two, not just people, professionals. Everybody's a part of it. We should all be a part of our standing army, which is the militia. So if we talk about the military is the state militia, not the standing army. just how it's supposed to be.
And I think the other aspect of this is, you know, when we look at the Second Amendment and contrast that with the First Amendment, right?
Yes.
In the First Amendment, it says Congress shall make no law, right?
Yes.
But in the Second Amendment, it talks about infringement. And I've said this many times. I said, you know, we think about infringement as somebody coming in and moving the fence, moving it just a little bit onto your property. And if you let it sit there for a while, now that becomes their property, right? It's a gradual process of infringement. And that's precisely the way that our Second Amendment has been destroyed in so many different ways by both Republicans and Democrats. But now the Democrats are ready to just knock that fence down completely.
Yes. But, you know, that's Hegelism. Hegelism is a concept of a thesis and an antithesis, or an mm-hmm. idea and an anti-idea. And everybody says, let's compromise. Well, what happens if someone comes in with something that's just absolutely horrible? And this is happening in Virginia right now today. One of these gentlemen put an item in that was just absolutely horrible, and everybody rebelled against it. And he says, oh, yeah, I know, it's in the law, but I know that it's going to change. We'll have something different. That's the compromise. That's the infringement. He puts in something that's absolutely stupid that nobody will take so that he can get a little bit of what he really wants.
Yeah, two steps forward and one step back. It's the Hegelian dialectic, as you point out. It's a very old tactic.
Yeah, it's a Hegelistic doctrine. That's how governments take over us. By mm-hmm. a little bit, the nose in the tent flap. There's a big story about the Arab who has a camel, and this camel wants to get out of the sandstorm, and eventually the camel's in the tent and the Arab's out in the sandstorm. The nose in the tent flap.
Yeah, gradual infringement of the camel into the tent. Right?
Yes, that's right. That's what it is. Those are the kinds of things that are going on in our society today. We say compromise. Compromise is good. Compromise is good as long as it does not violate the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution of the United States.
There are absolutes, and they are non-negotiable, and it's always good to have you on, Richard. And again, if you want to find his books on the Constitution as well as on economics, bathroomeconomics.com. We have a kid's book, A Constitution If You Can Keep It, also very helpful if you're homeschooling, and his full commentary with history, Saving the Constitution. And we have even the people who want to defend our Second Amendment are not aware of the full implication of the everything that the Constitution has to say about the militia. Thank you so much, Richard. And that's about it for our program today, folks. I just want to remind you about the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got many new specials that we put in this week. We've got Ultimate Fish Oil back in stock along with Prostaguard. They're both 35% off. We have our InfoWars Life Select Storable Foods up to 50% off. Again, those are storable for up to 25 years. The best packaging you're going to find anywhere. Even after you open it, you can reseal it for a short period of time. And of course, they're made in America. They're non-GMO. And if you're concerned about water, I was just talking about water earlier in the program, the fact that most of the water in Flint, Michigan, the money they gave them, $390 million, most of it they didn't even spend to fix the water even after everybody knew it was a problem. Do you think the government has your back on that? No. You need to filter your own water. You can do that now. 30% off with the Alexa Pure Pro Gravity Feed Water Filtration System. And we have the Air Filtration System, also 30% off, InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you.